You're listening to Sleep Times Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Hello, this is Frank Castillo, and you're listening to Sleep Times Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. You can catch me on The Village Idiot or on Verbal Violence, which is all about the roast battle with Brian Moses, Coach T, and myself. Hey, guys, the world's a crazy place. So the two things we need the most are some jokes and music. You guys enjoy and have fun, all right? Light Sleepers is the best.
Sleep time's over. Cabot the Catalyst. Oh, forgot my sunglasses. Cabot the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse, Season 4, Episode 7. Ad-Rock is alive. Long live Ad-Rock. Zach. Bruh, where is DJ Zach Morse? Always slipping and sliding, hiding and riding. I think he went to move his car. Bruh, what is going on right now? Bruh, what is going on, Bobby McFerrin? What? Hey. Whoa, Eurostep. Oh, John Harden. Yes. John Harden is back. Wow. John Harden, I haven't seen you in a while. How you been? Whoa, there's a lot of heavy breathing going on there. Are you out of shape already? I mean, the season just ended. Oh, my bad. Too soon. Ja Rasta Hardan.
I'm Sadman.
Oh, great. What?
Okay. I don't know who I am, man.
Oh, yeah.
I am Ja Harden. I'm Batman.
Ja Rasta Hardan.
I haven't been here since Halloween.
Whoa. Wow. Well, you've been busy.
I play the NBA.
Winning?
I play the basketball. I put the ball
into the hoop.
I do European stepping. I do shucking and jiving.
Shuck and jive.
But I confused right now. I'm tired. I'm very sad. Playoff game. We play. I don't know if I played or not.
What happened?
I'm all confused.
Did you pray to Haile Selassie or what?
I call up Pedro Serrano.
Oh.
I tell him, Jobu, better help me. He tell me, who are you? I say, I'm Jahada. Please help me.
Obviously. Yeah.
Please. I get confused. Nothing happened the day Thursday last week is what was called game six.
Six, yes.
I did not know what to do. I never show up.
Right.
I don't know why I show up here today.
Yeah.
So I sad. I all sad.
You're sad Rasta Harden.
Oh.
Ja Rasta.
I don't know where to go.
Well, you're on Sleep Times Over now.
Oh, why? Well, okay.
Welcome. Well, Zach Morse isn't here, so I guess Ja Harden is my co-host for today.
Well, I have to say, I talked to this Zach Morse, this Hapa Howley, whoever they're supposed to be, and he's going to make his way over
go
here.
Go find him then.
Okay, I'm very sad.
Go back to Jamaica, Bahamas, wherever you want to go. You, Rihanna, or Kardashians, or whatever.
And you know what? I'm not going to put up with this anymore. Because I do have something to say. I'm back.
I've been waiting for this.
I'm back, brother. And let me tell you something right now. Ja Harden, James Harden, whoever you want to call him. Little B, you want to put the curse and take it off? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now what happened on Thursday. On Thursday night, afternoon in July, I take the day off. Game six, I find the news, breaking news. Kawhi Leonard out.
Right.
The first thing that came into my head, this is real talk, everyone.
Easy win.
We're going to lose.
Ah, brah.
We are going to lose. Here is why. Here is why,
right.
All right? San Antonio Spurs, throughout the years, They always find a guy to step up. They always find a guy despite whatever. Duncan be out. David Robinson be out. Terry Cummings be out. Sean Elliott be out. Oh, Avery God. Johnson be out. What's they still the, going to find a guy.
The Admiral guy is on a ship.
The Admiral can set sail. Everybody. Ginobili, he can eat tainted sausage. He get food poisoning, he out. Tony Parker, he break his finger, he out.
Yeah.
They always find a guy to step up. So as soon as this was going to happen, I knew one guy was going to take advantage of this. You still have LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, yeah.
You still have Paul Gasol.
Paul Gasol, yeah.
Emo as he is, yeah. He can still make a shot. You have Jonathan Simmons. And I said, if anybody follows the Facebook, my Facebook is meant for rants.
Yeah, that's I use it too.
I swear on Facebook as well. I don't swear anywhere else, like this show. I swear on Facebook for a reason, because I ranted and I said on Facebook, you look it up. Jonathan Simmons is going to step up. LaMarcus Aldridge is going to step up. This is not going to be an easy win, Brad.
Right.
And they are going to go down. I told you. And what happens?
What
from
happened?
The get-go, blowout, wipeout, confusion galore.
Fat Jonathan boys, Simmons, everything.
Everybody, all you can eat, what's happening?
Yeah.
Blowout from the get-go.
Wow.
Harden was confused. He looked beat up.
Oh.
I don't want to make excuses, but if you guys remember, Harden came out when everybody was resting players. Harden was like, I'm not going to rest, man. I'm just going to keep playing. I'm just going to keep playing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a reason why these guys took a rest, because of this very moment. He
so
looked
you think
off.
It kind of came back?
He looked beat up.
Mm.
His passes were horrible. He wasn't even taking a shot. He took
wow.
no shot in the first
what
quarter.
Was his, well, so it ended the game. How many points did he have?
He had 10 points.
Wow.
And he had turnovers galore.
Ja Harden, bro.
And it's a team that if they don't make their threes, the alarm will ring. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to be down in the dumps. And they're a team that lives and dies by the three-pointer.
Sorry about that.
They don't make them. I was confused. I was upset, but I was just like flabbergasted, I guess is the word. All right?
Ariza couldn't save him this year.
Ariza couldn't save him. There was no Jason Terry.
Oh, Jason Terry.
There was no Josh Smith.
Oh.
There was none of them. And I don't know what – I mean, they're going to obviously have to –
So what address. Happens now? What happens now with your Rockets?
They're going to have to address defense.
Okay.
That's really what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to address perimeter defense, and they're going to have to rest him during the season.
Right.
That's clearly what happened. And I know everybody out there, they all hate the Rockets. Everybody hates Houston. They hate James Harden and all this stuff. Well, you know what? All you guys won.
Mm.
You all won. All right. I'll see you all in the fall. All right. That's all I'm going to say about this. Spurs are going to get swept by the Warriors.
Yep.
All right. Boston going to put up a fight.
They're not going to win. Everybody.
They're not
going to
win.
But
they're going to put up a fight.
Yeah.
But Cleveland's going to win. It's going to be a bigger fight than San Antonio
right
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Kawhi
is
out, and it don't look too good.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm just
saying. No, LeBron's going to take a couple games off. He always does.
So that's all I'm saying. All right.
All right. And done?
Let it be that.
Okay. There it is. Sleep time's over. Thank you, Ja Harden, wherever you may be. Barbados, Bahamas, Florida. Who knows?
Panama.
Panama.
Right.
Sleep time's over. Let's do it, man. How so? Do you want me to just go on my week?
Why don't you talk about yourself for a
second? Okay. Look, you have to wait a whole week to stress out again.
Because this happened on Thursday, right?
So you waited.
Yeah.
Because I remember you came into the shop. And you didn't want to say anything. You're like, you wait until that show.
I have no comment.
You pent up that anger and rage.
Correct.
Bro.
People texting me left and right. 20-some people. What's up, bro? What's up? What's going on? What happened to him? Shut up,
like,
all you guys.
Like you know. That's the funny part. It's like you know.
Like I know. You're like, I know what they're getting all confused about. And then the only one guy, Cabot the Catalyst, of all this mayhem going on throughout this game and texting, he texting me, oh, the foul corrupt, can find me a way to record the track again so I can put the show on.
There you go, bro.
And I reply. I didn't reply to you angry.
You should have, bro.
I replied to you. Okay, I'll get on it.
You should have, bro.
I was still cordial.
Deal breaker, bro. I was the light in the storm. I was the one that broke the negativity. Throw your mind off.
Well, I call you silver lining
there,
because
yeah.
right now the
there
cloud was still shades of gray.
Silver
bro.
Surfer, bro.
That's right.
There
nobody
you go.
Watched it.
Not 50. Anyway.
Go.
Okay, I had a pretty packed week this week. I had a funeral, I had a family
thing,
right.
yes.
had a DJ gig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had a wedding.
Yeah, which was why you couldn't finish the show on time, which is why the show came out late. You had a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff. So Rest in peace to my auntie Danette and the Lono family. Rest in peace. Rest livicated. So, basically, that was that Thursday. So, you know, love my family. You know what I mean? Hard to do anything. Gotta make sure you take care of that business, everybody. Love your loved ones. Even if you hate them, love them anyway, because you never know when you won't have them.
There you go.
And on that note, speaking of funerals, why is it and who made it Ige's to be the number one funeral food?
That is a good point.
Who's the dude? Robert Ige? Bobby Ige?
Okay.
Horatio Ige?
Horatio Ige.
Like,
it's related to our beloved governor, David Ige.
David Albright. He knew it. This is a prophetic.
It's a side gig.
Every is that his company?
It's a side gig.
No, it can't be.
Why is there food at funerals to begin with? Is that a whole that's a Hawaii celebration? Thing.
No, bro. I've never been to a mainland funeral.
There's no food in mainland funerals. No from what I recollect.
They go to the person's house after, right? Usually.
I guess.
Oh.
But I just don't feel like eating after a funeral. I just want to go pay my respects and leave.
Yeah, I don't really feel like eating. But, okay.
It's always from Ige's, though.
Ige's. Okay, so I don't eat if there's Ige's. I don't care. I don't want to eat Ige's. Okay. I don't like Ige's. Yeah. I have no idea why you'd pick Ige's. Right? Yes. Why don't they have, like, steak and shrimp plate or something? Make people happy.
Right.
Right? Okay, anyway.
What they had over there?
Hawaiian food, bro.
Okay.
That's what I got to tell you guys. Right. One thing about my Hawaiian side of my family, they had like beef brisket, they had shoyu chicken,
yeah.
They had a whole line of desserts.
Okay.
So it's a celebration of life.
Yeah.
So no EJs. So I was stoked for that.
Okay.
Then they had like, so the burial was the next day. I couldn't go.
Okay.
Because I had the shop and then I had May Day with the kids.
Course.
So it's even more busy.
That's right, May Day.
May
That's
Day
right.
with the kids. So I couldn't go, but then there they had Hawaiian food, like full spread, lau lau, kalua pig, okay. Lomo salmon, squid luau,
yeah.
Poke,
yeah.
Poi, haupia, taro, everything.
That's right.
So that's how you do it. Right. Or if you're Japanese, go sushi. Whatever. But I'm just saying, I don't know where it is. Someone let me know. Comment in. Let me know why is Ige's the standard. And if I die, people, no EJs. Please, no EJs. Please.
You know, it's just word of mouth, probably. Because then when somebody, because nobody's planning a funeral like as a common thing.
Yeah,
it's always
yeah,
some
yeah.
out of the blue, tragic, emotional thing that they're putting together. So they wanted to make it simple because they don't want to deal with it. So what better to be like, where do you get food for a cater for a funeral? EJs.
So there's like an EJs, Mr. Slugsworth. Yep. Like, hey, bro, you should just get food at Ige's.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah. And they sign up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do. It's like fast, you know?
Yeah.
Just go easy, but simple. Just go simple, simple.
So right. If you guys know why and why it's a standard, I'm thinking maybe a contract with the mortuaries. Yeah.
Would you want a funeral after speaking of funerals?
I mean...
When you pass,
burn me, throw me in a box. I guess you gotta have it. Because you gotta let people mourn. You gotta. It's like...
Really?
You gotta, dude. You know, you kind of gotta.
I don't care.
Because you're dead. But other people gotta mourn.
I mean, I guess
right?
so. I mean, it's kind of a, there's a deep topic.
But it's expensive, though.
Exactly.
To die is expensive.
That's why. So I want to burden people that are still alive with having to deal with my thousands of dollars.
I joked around my wife and my kids. I was like, you know what? Just throw my naked body at Waikiki Wall.
Yeah.
Just throw them in the water.
Why not?
And if you go, ew, and I'd be like laughing from above.
Exactly.
You get to see my ugly ass.
Do
body.
We need a funeral? It costs a lot, bro. Coffin costs a lot. You got to get the plot land.
Yeah, yeah. Just big. Go kind of point, bro. Throw me over there in the vortex.
Just jump in the fire. Throw me in the fire.
Throw me in the fire.
Throw me in the furnace.
Just build a big bonfire.
Yeah.
I want to rave with Jamal and Ted DJing. Yeah.
Rave from the grave,
bro. Oh, bro.
Rave from the grave. Return of the living dead.
Oh, crap.
Bring them on, bro.
I swear there's got to be a rave from the grave. Halloween.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We should do it. You, me, G-Spot, Alliance.
October 31st, bro. Be
Basement
rave.
Addicts, bro.
Yep. Live from 1739. Rave from the grave.
DMFD playing the best Danish hip-hop.
Danish hip-hop. Roots Maneuver will be in concert at Rave from the Grave, bro. Okay.
Okay, anyway. So anyway... That's all I have for
okay, well, from funerals, let's talk about this
dude,
DJ
made it.
Thing.
Wait,
oh,
so
made it?
I had
okay,
made,
well,
it
made it, yes. Made it.
With the kids, which is crazy because I don't remember having made I don't remember made it as an elementary student.
No,
do you?
Neither do I.
For some reason, I don't. My wife does. I don't.
Yeah.
But we stayed out in the sun for 2 hours.
That's bizarre.
Why would you want these little kids standing in the sun for 2 hours.
Yeah, well, I don't understand.
2 hours!
What? Yeah.
Makes no sense. They're dying out there. And the place is packed with all the parents. Any kid could get, like, kidnapped. It is bad, 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 bad.
Correct. I agree.
They should have did it as, like, you know, maybe, like, two classes at a time in a cafeteria.
Totally agree.
Not the whole school. I get it, though. Back in the day, it was always that. Whole school, go outside. But, bro, I can only imagine why and I or some hot, hot yeah. area. Kids yeah, is dying.
We, how long are we going to be out here for? Shut up.
Yeah. Shut up. Do the hula.
Right?
And for some reason, the May Day is all Moana.
What?
Did you watch Moana?
Nope.
Bro, you don't have any kids.
I'm not
Wifey,
you
don't
want to
watch Moana?
No.
She don't want to watch?
I haven't seen Aladdin. Okay, I don't even know.
What?
I haven't watched any of these Disney cartoons.
Wow.
Whatever.
Anyway, so.
So, no Moana, bro.
May Day was all Moana, bro.
Casimiro. Yep.
Not even Casimiro. It's just kind of one of those ones, like, when did, because Moana's the hot movie.
Isn't that the girl in the, her name is Casimiro? The girl singing? Her last name?
It's like,
Ali Casimiro?
Ali Cordero.
Cordero.
Carrera.
Cortez.
Carrera. It's not Casimiro.
All right, I don't know, bro.
Carvalho. My bad.
Oh, Carvalho.
Ali Carvalho.
Oh, okay, that's a good prominent Hawaiian name. Carvalho.
Yeah. Shrimp Kokumeme?
Of course.
And she's from Mililani.
Of course
there
she's
from.
There
we go, bruh. Anyway, did the May Day with the Keikis. Pretty jealous, because after that, my wife took them out of school early. They went to the beach.
Okay.
I was over here in the shop, and I was like, bruh. Then that night, again, I got hired to DJ, bruh, at the University of Architecture. At the good old hillsides of University of Manoa.
University of Hawaii.
Yeah, so nice. I go there, set up the sound system, play the dinner music, collect the check, pow.
What did you play?
Bro, I just played a Hawaiian mix, bro.
Okay.
I played an hour and a half mix of all the Hawaiian songs.
And the crowd is all architects, which is like boring people.
Architects, yeah. Like so they're getting the spoons and they're making...
They're doing mechanical drawing as we speak.
mechanical pencils.
They got that compass thing. What is that thing? It's like a protractor?
Protractor.
Protractors. Bruh. Free protractor once you enter the place, bro. First 500 attending. You get an autographed protractor. Cab at the cab.
Bro, there's a line out the door, bro.
Yeah. Can I
anyway.
Yeah.
Did that DJ gig. That was Friday night. Saturday came along. I had a wedding to go to.
Yeah.
The drummer for City Limits my friend, Jay Drums, bro.
Congratulations, Jay Drums. From that.
So Jay Drums got married. He went all out. He had a Bentley.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I didn't see that.
They all had Jordans. Capenna performed.
I saw that. That's right.
Capenna performed. Slick Vic was the MC. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Slick Vic. Okay, you guys know, everybody knows Slick Vic.
Yeah.
That guy has... The next level. ADHD, ADHD times ADHD.
Oh, really?
His level of...
Twitchery.
Twitchery. Not witchery. Of wizardry of the twitchery.
Just shaking and shaking.
Is like Jamal times a million, bro.
Jamal is normal compared to him, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy is all over the FM. That guy's everywhere.
Really?
Like, the wedding didn't even get to the dance portion until 10:30.
Really?
Yeah, he's supposed to be over.
When did it start?
We got there at 5:30.
So what was going on from 5 to 10?
Slick Vic, bro!
He's just what, going off. He's telling his life story. Jokes.
This guy is like off the cuff. Wow. Like, it's entertaining, but it's like... So everything he did, he had a game for.
Oh.
Even down to like almost like the... Well, there was Capenna that played. Okay. And City Limits played.
Okay.
And then there's like the Garter Toss. But he had a game for the Garter Toss. He had a game for everything, which is good because you hire him to do that.
Okay.
But at the same time, you're like, and like his side little, you know how we talk and we do little side things? His was on level 100 million.
Oh, he just went off into some side story that lasted
any
too
kind
long.
Side, like, and you're like, what? And you're like, brah. But I mean, he's a good MC. So if you want your money's worth, Slick Vic, bro. Slick Vic. It's not a diss. This is a straight shout out. Like,
all right.
You want your money's worth for a wedding MC? Slick Vic. He'll definitely keep the party energy up.
Okay.
Because his energy is 1 million. I don't know if he went on.
He's on something.
Extra breaks in the bathroom.
PCP, bro.
By any kind. ABC, BBD.
XYZ.
1, 2, 3.
There you go.
So, wow. Slick Vic, bro. So that all was right.
So,
wedding, bro.
Fast forward to 10:30. The dancing begins.
The dance begins. You know, do the money dance, bro.
He sang too, right?
He,
I saw footage of him singing.
He danced the Samoan slap dance.
Oh, okay. And then...
Which was he... So they did Masese, right?
Okay.
And he did the Samoan slap dance.
Okay.
He took off the shirt and everything.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And he did it from beginning to the end, the whole song, like full 240 energy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was like, usually, you know, they do one verse and then they laugh.
Yeah.
No. Slick Vic did the whole song, bro.
Well, Slick Vic did this.
Yes. But J Drums did sing to his bride, his wife.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was awesome because, like most of us guys, we can't sing.
But I saw that. Yeah.
So yeah, that's balls, bro.
Well, see, I mean, you know, I don't know him. I met him maybe one time, but this guy really went all out. So I didn't know he was all this talented and all this.
No, yeah, he plays.
He's a drummer.
Drummer. Right? So funny story about how I met Jay. I gave Jay Drums his name.
Okay.
We worked at Kuikini Medical Center.
Okay.
Together, I quit. Went out to do other things. I got asked to open for Blue Scholars, and I wanted to do something different. So I knew he drummed. Because he drummed for Greg Hammer.
Okay.
And I said, hey, Jay, you want to join me and DJ Observe on stage and be a live drummer? He's like, cool. And then we said, oh, what's your name? Like, what do you go by? He's like, I have a name. I was like, oh, well, Jay drums. Jay drums.
It works.
So after that, boom, he drummed for Marianne Ito.
Okay.
He drummed for Cree.
Okay.
He did a little set for Rebel Soldiers.
Okay.
And then Capenna. Great drummer.
Okay.
Good friend. Yeah. So congratulations.
Good. I mean, I didn't know of him until we started doing the show.
Yeah, man. He's a good guy. He's a fan, dude. He's definitely a fan and a homie.
Yeah.
He's one of those dudes, like, he doesn't stand around. He'll come in and buy stuff.
Very good.
So no, you would like him,
by
bro.
The way. Yes.
He's your friend already, bro.
People are making subtle jokes throughout the city.
He follows the Zach Morris ethos. Come here. Talk story. Buy a shirt.
Just please.
I mean, if you have money, that's always nice. But I mean, if you want to just say hi, feel free. But yeah.
Fine.
Don't wear your welcome, but wear your welcome.
There you
get
go.
Get it,
bro.
And that's it for my weekly, bro.
Nice commercial there.
Woo.
Very good.
What you got?
Very good. Okay, well, with we still got time here.
We got time.
The game, obviously, okay, was whatever.
A big thing.
All right. But then on Friday, to ease the stress, went over to the good people, Sushi. Izakaya, Gaku, Friday, Shin-san is there.
Hey, what up?
Nobu-san is there. The Japanese are there. And here's the thing. I'm just going to cut to the chase of what my pet peeve was with... Okay, now, that place is a great place.
Oh, there you go. You can't say the same pet peeve all the time.
Excellent. No, it's a new one.
Okay.
Excellent place, sushi, but it always comes down... You know, I don't want to be this guy, but the Howlies, they just piss me off, bro. The Howlies just time and time again.
Why, they tried to get in?
So here we are.
We're at
Gaku, 6 o'clock. Okay, we're eating. Crowded already. At 6 o'clock, a group of 6 Howlies come into the door. And they're like, okay, we're here. Can we have a table for 6? Shin says, oh, I'm sorry. All booked up already. All sold out. And he's like, oh, but we drove an hour to get here. I turn around. I'm like, bro, you think any of us give a damn what you drove? Hour, 2 hour, half hour? I drove 10 minutes. You know what I do? I make a reservation is what I do, whether you drive wherever
you
go.
Did you really do that?
I always make a reservation.
No. Did you really turn around?
I turned around. I just stared at him.
Oh, okay.
I was like, are you kidding me?
The glaze.
I was just looking. And then I was like, you know, looking at Nobu-san. Nobu-san looking at me. He looking at me like, I don't know. And I kind of smile. I'm like, you know, don't be that guy, bro. See,
yeah.
You know, there's going to be a trend that's going to happen in this show. High maka-maka, okay?
There you go.
Don't be some high maka-maka guy.
Yeah.
Come in here with a group of 6.
The worst is high maka-maka howlies.
Yes.
Because they don't even know the high maka-maka.
Why are you going to go, first of all, drive an hour to a restaurant and not make a reservation and not know that you'll be able to get in?
And I'm pretty sure they looked at Yelp.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they said, make reservations.
And it's a small place. I mean, it's just this common sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to go to all the way to Anaheim or something. You take the family. And you go to this special restaurant that, you know, it's a very special, unique place, maybe near Disneyland. You're going to make sure that you're making sure you're in there because it's a popular place. You're going to make sure you get reservations,
right.
What are you going to do?
Right.
You know, you just pop in and be like, oh, here we are. No, that's just ridiculous, bro. This is street talk right here.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to a place, make a reservation.
There you go.
You know it's packed.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying, okay? After that, we got Saturday, the highbrow room. We're back over there above Aloha Beer Works.
Right.
The speakeasy bar with the deer antler.
There you go. Yep.
Leather interior.
Anybody got hit on this
good
week?
Good place. It was mellow.
Oh,
it was mellow.
Go.
No hitting. No hitting on.
No hitting.
No tindering. No anything of that sort. No MySpacing. It was all okay. That's a place. Gotta get you over there. Shout out to Brad. He's the bar manager at B-Mill. He's a good guy.
Shout out, Brad.
He listens to the show.
Yay, shout out, Brad.
So there's another great establishment.
Right.
And then from there, Sunday was Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, mothers.
And so the deal is, first of all, my brother, shout out to my half-brother. He graduated from UH, Jewish graduation.
Hey!
On Saturday.
Woo!
My brother graduated in degree in Japanese.
Wow.
What you do with that? Beyond me.
That was the hot thing before, remember?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta go Japanese.
Teach the Japanese English. Yeah. I'm like, all right, whatever. But he graduated.
Yeah,
so on Sunday, was Mother's Day. We were going to have them, you know, come over, you know, do something for Mother's Day. My mom could not make it because he had a bowling tournament on Mother's Day.
Who had a bowling tournament?
My brother. He is an avid bowler. He is like, he could turn pro kind of. A
wow.
Yeah.
What's his average? Like 240.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about bowling.
You ever bowl?
Like a couple times.
But you know 300 is the best, right?
That's a perfect game.
Okay.
Yeah. But then that's why.
But he's that good.
Apparently.
So good that they are better than mothers. Have a tournament on Mother's Day.
This is screw over the mothers and let's have a tournament all day.
What so, idiot.
9 to 5, they had this tournament all day. So couldn't do anything. So the wife goes to her side parents.
Right.
I always ask, do you want me to come with you? She said, no need. I'm like, okay.
So what did you do? You went bowling with them?
No. So I stay home and I'm like, I look on the social media and I see Mother's Day special at this place I've never been to called Pint and Jigger.
Oh.
Mother's Day, Scotch eggs Benedict, brah, for the mothers. I'm like, all right, but you know what? I'm gonna get takeout and I'm gonna go over there. I'm gonna get my food and I'm gonna go. As I get there, I see the game on. Game one, Spurs, Warriors. I'm like, oh, I guess I'll just stay.
I'm just gonna stay,
eat my food, watch this game. And then it got massively packed. Every mom and son from here to Kaneohe to Honolulu was
there. Florida.
Everybody was there, and it was all these people that it looked like they've never gone out before in their life.
Wow.
It's like awkward.
And they picked Pint and Jigger?
Yeah. It was packed.
Interesting.
Packed. And it was weird, awkward. The mom telling everybody, hey, everyone, this is my son. And then another mom coming in, hey, everybody, look, I'm here with my son. They're saying this out loud. I'm like, who are you fools? I don't care. Okay? Why are you stating to everybody in a bar, in a public place, that you're here with your son? Everybody is here with their son.
Yeah.
And the son is like some awkward guy who like only knows anime and has really long hair.
Wow.
That has never done anything.
That's our demographic.
I think so. Yeah. Well, he's probably listening to this show now, so you know exactly who I'm talking about, guy. I saw you Sunday, bruh. You're sitting at the bar looking very confused, drinking your iced tea because you're obviously not able to drink. And then one guy got like really mad because he didn't get his waffles.
Oh, interesting.
This is great. See, it's something here at the bar. It's very weird. And when you go on special occasions, like a Mother's Day, you have all these amateurs who don't go out.
Right.
And then this one kid was like, is it okay if I have waffles with strawberries, oranges, and peaches?
What?
I'm like, what?
Buy a fruit salad, bruh.
Bruh, how about you just go to Star Market and you just get your salad and fruit? Exactly. And then they said, oh, sorry, the waffle machine is broken. He goes, oh, he made that noise.
Oh, wow.
What guy? I'm going to tell you right now, no guy should make the noise. Aw.
No guy that wants to get married should make the noise.
No guy that wants to get married to a woman, bruh. That's all I'm doing. So I'm rolling my eyes watching this game. People surrounding me, all any kind. I'm trying to eat my Scotch Eggs Benedict in peace. Get out of there. Sunday, that was it.
Bruh.
Mother's Day. Yeah. Was your Mother's Day all right?
That was good. We went to church.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went to Core Pancake House.
Okay.
The luxurious because... We had my mom had a hotel room that day. Yeah.
So you stayed hotel.
Yeah. So we did.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we went to Hilton Hawaii every Mother's Day for the past couple years now.
Oh, okay.
My mom gets a hotel room and then she spends time there relaxing, maxing.
Oh.
So we go over there on Sunday afternoons. Kids go swimming, you know.
Oh, so you're not staying in the hotel, too?
No, because, I mean, I got to work. She's there,
and
yeah.
You guys just
it's more for her, and it's like family time. We all come, swim, eat.
Mm.
But I did get sick tremendously. Yeah.
Wait.
I ate Gina's and a Cinnabon and a Pepsi for Mother's Day. So real quick, I know this is your recap.
What
I forgot.
Are you doing, bro?
So they bought, we've been eating Gina's 3 years in a row, so... They go get Gina's, you know, Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
My brother decides to bring Cinnabons to celebrate his son's birthday.
Wow.
So we ate Gina's.
That's a combo.
I ate a Cinnabon, and I drank a Pepsi. And
then
that, like maybe like 11:30 at night, I felt like crap.
Oh.
C-R-A-P, bruh. C-rap. And that was a rap for me.
C-murder.
Like, dude, I puked.
Really?
It was that bad, yeah. I was like feeling like I had to go to the ER.
What?
But I knew it, was because what I ate. Like, I know my body good enough to know, like, right. I just got to crap. I need to fart. I need to just get this out of my body.
There's some real talk, everybody.
Right? I mean, I'm just keeping it real. But I'm not trying to make myself puke.
Okay.
But I just waited till my body rejected whatever it is, and I'm like, okay, it's coming.
I don't know what you're doing, bro.
Throw up, bro. Throw up,
bro. Don't eat like that, bro. Let me say this.
Seen the Ginas come out. Seen my cinema come out. Seen any kind of stuff just
your
come out.
Your health is your wealth, bro.
Never again, bro. Never again. Never again.
There you have it. Well, that's the week.
That's the weekly recap.
Your health is your wealth.
Do you have anything else?
No, any kind. That was it from Sunday. Oh, wow. That sums it up.
Here I wish you would have went to the bowling tournament. That's what I wish.
I've been to one before, bro. Waste.
Why don't you go? If it's at AO, boy, you should go. Time. Good food, bro.
No, it's at the military.
Okay, don't go there.
Exactly.
I think they have good fries.
They all have good fries, right? Yeah. They always make that as their claim.
Well, we do have a guest coming.
That's
so
it.
Should be here
we're
going to
take a break.
Now.
Yep, yeah. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back.
Hopefully,
Taryn Olson.
Yeah, hopefully she's here.
She's going to be on her way. Yeah. We're going to talk about Mezcal.
Yes.
And that's coming up after this break.
And I'm going to see if she really knows hip-hop.
Oh, yeah, you don't. Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I never met her before.
Yeah,
so.
You was very upset when I told her she's going to come on. She's like, bruh. I don't like these kind of people.
Well, because, you know.
These kind of people.
Any kind, bro. It might be the kind. She's trying to perpetrate, bro.
Yeah, so Kevin Callis is very angry. And
yeah.
He's going to unleash his anger.
His
anger. Toward this woman.
I have no idea who she is.
Lovely young lady is going to get attacked.
I don't even know she's lovely.
The Hawaiians are coming.
I'm calling them all up, bro.
Call
one at a time,
bro. Everybody going
I'm
down.
I'm calling all the Hawaiians in hip-hop.
Yep.
Let me try.
Unify.
Think of some Hawaiians in hip-hop.
We got this thing called Unity.
Kyoki, Sir Slouch.
Okay. Ikeka Building.
Ikeka Building.
Is my name. I'm in the fourth grade.
Kavika.
Yep. Teasdale.
Yeah. There's not too many Hawaiians
Henry Gutierrez.
Yeah.
No.
So anyway, sleep time's over. Season
four.
We need to talk about why we named it that.
We're going to get to that in the next segment.
Okay. Season 4, episode 7. Ad-Rock.
Ad-Rock lives, bro.
Ad-Rock lives, bro. Sleep time's over.
Sleep time's over. Right back.
Hello.
This is the Lord Flores at 12th Avenue Grill. And you're listening to Sleep Time's Over. It's over. Wake up. Wake up.
Sleep Time's Over is back.
Sleep Time's Over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 4.
This is Season 4.
Episode
7.
Ad-Rock lives.
Yes. Because this is segment 2.
Yes.
And we talked about why it is.
Yeah.
Because we're doing this in real time.
How could KRS-One even... So for a dude that's based on facts,
yeah.
Like facts, right? Hip-hop facts. How
yes.
could he get that wrong?
He's done it before.
Right.
Because he's one of those guys that thinks he knows everything.
That's very true.
What's the name for that kind of people? That's arrogant. No.
High Maka Maka.
And with that said, we just happen to have...
Wow.
A...
Okay. Yes.
No, this has nothing to do with High Maka Maka.
Yeah.
We have a visitor... We have a visitor that I'm going to ask Taryn Olson, who's here this week. We're going to have a show at Encore Saloon
to discuss
Mezcal. What better person to discuss Mezcal than Miss Taryn Olson? And
okay.
She is not from here. Do you know what Hi Maka Maka means?
Do you know what? I would love to say that I do know what that means. I spent most summers here. I can get down with some pigeon, but
yes.
I don't know what that means. I would love for you to
oh,
like
there you
me,
go.
Actually.
Okay, come on. Hapa Zach Morris.
Hapa, bruh. Holy Japanese will inform you that it is arrogant.
Yeah.
It's another way, man.
It's like, you know, upturned nose kind of deal.
Yeah.
You know, like
snob.
Better,
okay.
Snobby, better than thou.
Thinks they're better than everyone else.
Yeah.
Kind of
thing. Hi, maka maka. It's not even a real Hawaiian word.
See, you guys are teaching me things.
Yeah.
I like this.
That's right. That's like half the people in downtown. They're all hi, maka maka.
Bruh.
I frequent
that's
there.
Half
I'm
your
just
people.
Saying. That's the hipsters. they're used to it. Okay, so welcome.
Yes.
And for the... We kind of wanted to have this... Originally it was an encore, and we were going to discuss Mezcal. We're not sure if the public or the listeners
right.
know what mezcal is.
Yes, now, what is mezcal?
Now, people know Patron, apparently. A lot of listeners.
Shout out.
Shout out to a lot of
Shout
suckers.
Out to the... Ooh, bruh.
What is that?
That's a lot of friends, bruh.
I call everybody suckers.
Bruh, plenty of people going to be mad.
What is this,
now.
The Republican show now, bruh? Okay, now, getting to the point here, we have mezcal, and Taryn, what is it that you do?
So I, full disclosure, work for Mezcal El Silencio,
yes.
Which is a fine product out of Oaxaca, Mexico. Have a little bit to share.
There we go.
Today.
Oh.
Yep.
Drinking.
So I'm there. I'm basically the events director for these guys, but because my folks live in Hawaii, I have become kind of the de facto brand ambassador here
okay.
in Hawaii as well.
Okay.
So you're not from Hawaii then?
My parents met here. They live here now. It's technically home.
Right.
I claim it as home.
Nice.
For sure.
But you're born and raised?
Kind of all over.
Okay.
But Panama City, Florida.
Florida.
Nice.
There you go. Okay.
Do we know anybody in Florida? Now we do.
No.
No. Any wrestlers?
I tried to think. Oh, many. Many, many wrestlers, rappers,
yes.
entertainers.
Right.
We don't know them, but yeah. Panama City, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. Disney World. That's all we know.
Yes. Harry
Sorry,
Potter?
From
Harry
an
Potter?
Island. Okay, so how long have you been the brand ambassador for El Silencio?
Well, we've been here on the island of Hawaii for about a year.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. That's it, actually.
Oh.
But I've been with Silencio for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
So I started with them doing some stuff in New Orleans and activating in Los Angeles, and which is where I'm based now. But yeah, when we got the call to say like we want to bring mezcal to Hawaii, I raised my hand and was like, I'm gonna help with that.
Right, exactly.
So before you were doing this, what was some other jobs you held?
I have mostly worked in like grassroots marketing. So Lululemon was one of my first jobs out of
okay.
college.
Huge,
we did
yeah.
A lot of stuff for the Beverly Hills store there. But then I worked mostly for a public radio station in Los Angeles, KCRW. Shout out to those guys.
Okay.
So I was in the events department for KCRW for almost 7 years.
Nice. And you were doing promotions.
Yeah, pretty much. But we would do like everything from like White Glove, Major Donor, you know,
wow.
Hush Voices events to like 3,000 people shut down the streets of LA, 13 DJs,
oh, that's cool.
like that kind of thing. So it was fun. It was really fun. But I have to say, nothing is more fun than working for Mezcal.
There you go.
Okay.
She knows what to say.
Exactly. 1 year. That's it. So. When you got this account and you traveled over here, was mezcal what was mezcal like a year ago as opposed to was it still popular or did it get
yeah.
even bigger?
It's really interesting. Mezcal right now is like people are really into it because I think people are interested in what's going into their food, like how is everything made.
True, yeah.
And if you're interested in that, then you're gonna want to drink mezcal over other. There's just such a beautiful artisanal process. So a year ago, we were kind of on the forefront. There were a couple other people who were here. But now, you know, if you go to Encore Saloon, they've got 52, I think, different
wow.
kinds of mezcal
wow.
for you to try.
They are a mezcal bar.
They are a mezcal
like
bar.
Like an official? Is there like a...
Does it have to be an official thing? Like you got to be certified or something?
Certified mezcal bar?
But they call themselves like a tequila mm. mezcal bar. So
is there a difference? Mezcal, tequila.
Yes.
Okay, so yes, perfect segue.
There we go. I want to know.
The official explanation.
Yes.
Okay. The official explanation is it's a difference of primarily geography and process.
Okay.
So the geography part is pretty easy. Tequila is primarily made in Jalisco, which is like a different state, right? Like saying, you know, this is made in Hawaii versus this is made in California. So primarily Jalisco. And made out of one kind of agave, right? So I want you to like, I'm going to say a lot of words about agave, but to
right.
bring it down to something that people understand, yeah? So tomatoes. If you think about a tomato, right, it can be an heirloom tomato, it can be a cherry tomato, it can be a Roma tomato, and all of those tomatoes are going to have different flavors. They're
right.
going to be,
right,
some
right.
are more sweet, some are more savory. So agaves are exactly like that. So with tequila, you have this blue Weber agave. That's what tequila is made out of only. But mezcal, there are all kinds of other tomatoes, right? So mezcal is made out of the other stuff. Okay. So what's in this bottle, for example, are three agaves called Espadin, Tobasiche, and Mexicano.
Can you see that?
No.
All right.
That's why she's
I've had
here.
Practice.
Yes.
I've had practice.
Okay.
Exactly.
But so first, so that's the first thing. You have different states, different kinds of agave, and then also the other difference in process primarily is that you dig a hole into the ground, okay? So when these agaves are ready, dig a hole into the ground. You throw just the little heart, which they call a piña, into the fire. So think luau pig,
okay.
Yeah? Like dig a hole into the ground, put the piñas inside, and they get roasted for something like, it varies between people, but usually like 4 to 7 days. And then you go through the regular process of fermentation and distillation. But the main difference is that smoking process, because that's where you get that really beautiful smoky flavor from mezcal. So geography and process, those are the two main differences.
And there's a distinct taste. Like she just said, there's a smoky flavor to it.
So agave, is that native to a certain region?
No, it kind of grows all over Mexico,
yeah.
But, you know, it's just like wine grapes, you know, different regions,
right.
Different kinds of grapes
right,
have
right,
very
right.
different flavors.
But is it Oaxaca that's the main place?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're in the process now, like, mezcal has been kind of like the Wild Wild West for a really long time. People have been doing this for generations. So there hasn't been ever been, like, this is like you go to your auntie's house and your uncle has a thing in the back and this is what he did.
Right.
He did, you know, for generations.
Like a moonshine thing.
Exactly.
Right, right.
And so, you know, that was just mezcal.
Right.
It was like that was, you had, and every family had their own recipe.
Ah.
I can't tell you how many times somebody has walked up to me with like a plastic water bottle and been like, this is my, Tobasiche, please try it. It's really beautiful. But so now that mezcal is becoming popular, they're having to do a little bit more, you know, regulation just in terms of like what is actually in the bottle.
Yeah.
So now it's technically supposed to come from the state of Oaxaca in Mexico.
Okay. As you remember from our guest a couple weeks ago, Leanne Wong was
yes,
on.
Yes,
yes.
Shout out Leanne.
She's in love with all of this as well. So that's what we discussed a little bit of it.
Yes, that's right.
Last time. Yeah.
Well, she worked at a great restaurant there, Casa Oaxaca, for a really long time.
That's
right.
When
right.
I talked to her. And she, I mean, that place is like premier five-star scenario. Highly recommended if you guys ever get to Oaxaca.
Ever been to Mexico?
We tried. Never made it there.
You didn't get past the border. What happened? They
no.
shut you down.
We were planning on going to Mexico.
How did you
never made it there?
How did you try?
Back in the day, college.
You just like one of those
Mexico. Never did.
Get your prescription drugs.
Yeah, donkeys and all that good stuff.
See the stereotypes we're throwing out.
Pretty much. Yeah. No, never made it there. Wanted to go to Mexico. Ended up in Vegas. Go figure.
Yes. Yeah, that's Hawaii for you.
Woo!
Okay.
Anyway.
So you make trips periodically to Hawaii to go check on the accounts and whatnot. Like how many different bars? I mean, is pretty much every bar going to have mezcal? Is it common now?
I mean, I think every bar should have a mezcal.
Of course.
But I mean, we've been seeing it take off first in the really craft bartending community.
Okay.
So people who really want to make, you know, different cocktails, which we actually have a different SKU that's in a black bottle that was designed specifically for mixing into cocktails. Because
okay.
we had such a big, robust response from people who wanted to mix it into cocktails. This is really designed primarily for sipping. And down in Oaxaca, Mexico, really the way you would drink it would be just neat completely. Like they would never put it into a cocktail. But here in the States, that has been the main way that people have started to get to know it. So
right.
Pint Jigger, Encore Saloon,
right,
Chin
right.
Chin, Lucky Belly, Pig and Milady, they've been like the early adopters.
Right.
But we're also starting to get some traction with, you know, places down in Waikiki and
okay.
It's starting to pick up. Like people are realizing it's starting to become another thing like gin, whiskey, tequila, mezcal.
Right.
Like you need to have one so that you can make a cocktail for people.
And that was the first time I heard of it was in a cocktail. And it was like, okay, this is smoky. And they would say, this is like a smokier tequila.
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah.
it kind of took off from there.
That's the shorthand. The shorthand really is that it's like a smoky tequila. I would like to say it's like tequila's sexier, wiser, older, smoky sister.
Right.
There you go.
Yes, not brother.
Well, I have an older sister. No. I don't know if she can come.
Turn her on to mezcal. Well, turn her on to that. Open her mind. But there's okay. So you mentioned it. There's a certain process of doing mezcal straight that they do at Encore Saloon.
Yeah.
And I've seen this. Now, what is that all about, the process of that?
So this started in Oaxaca because they started having a more robust tourism industry. So people would come and tourists would come, but they wouldn't, at the time, nobody knew anything about mezcal. So they were giving them, and down in Oaxaca, people prefer, it's kind of a preferred thing to have a higher proof mezcal. So you're talking about 105, 110 proof mezcal, which is really pretty hot. Like so in order to serve this mezcal to people who were visiting, they started this tradition of giving you these beautiful orange slices, which a little, what they call sal de gusano, which is worm salt. Kind of like, we always sub tajin. It's like a spicy kind of sweet citrus spice that you put over the top of these orange slices. And yeah, basically you're meant to sip and take a bite of the orange and sip and take a bite of the
shots.
Orange. No shots. Yes. If you take like nothing away from this, don't shoot beautiful mezcal. That's like, that
shots fired.
Someone will die.
Yes. It's a whole process. See, that's the thing we're going to have. Gosh, I don't want to keep mentioning this, but we were going to do that. And we're going to have the thing come out and there's the orange and there's this whole little process.
It's like a Japanese tea ritual.
It's exactly.
I know the term.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much karate kid too, yeah. But that was it. It's a whole different deal. So
yeah.
that is the whole uniqueness of this. So
you have to look the person in the eye when you drink it.
Always look eye. Always look eye.
I'm looking at you.
Never. That's the main way to do it then. I mean, you're not shooting this because of the fact.
Right.
That's bad news.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful product. Like,
yeah.
the thing that is going into this bottle, it takes, like, some of these agave cactus, they grow on the side of a mountain, and people are, like, belaying down to grab this thing that has been growing there.
Wow.
Which, might I mention, most of them have to grow for something like between 7 to 15 years before they're ready to be harvested. So when you think about that agave that they're harvesting has been alive for like 10 years before it's even ready. So then the idea of like taking this and like, which we do all the time.
That's the purpose.
We do it all the time, but I'm here to tell you, like, definitely take a deep breath in, smell your mezcal, really, take a time with it, because what's in here is just beautiful, straight from the heart of the people of Oaxaca, really.
Sophisticated drinking.
There you go. On the next level here.
This ain't, rum and cokes here.
Bruh, you better knock it off, bruh. He's firing shots at all the friends. All the homies.
Don't worry, they are not going to be missing
all the shots. They do listen, that's the thing.
That's the thing, yeah. They'll laugh.
Good, you can take
they'll
a lot, educate them. You can educate them.
But that's what the reason of this, because we mentioned tequila shots a lot on this show. I don't know why.
We do?
Yes. Because we end up talking about these characters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you go into what these characters do,
right.
And it's tequila shots.
No, not
so,
tequila shots. They
Patron.
Do. Patron.
All right, I just, I don't want to throw out a
they're
brand.
They're Patron guys.
Right. So therefore, we're educating. Much like how we talked about Pacololo several episodes ago.
Right.
Once we talked about
that's a good
fine dining with Leanne Wong, we're going to go and discuss.
Right.
I figure this is something that is going to be out for the listeners.
So that's what's your ethnicity, though?
Me, I'm a Hapa girl,
okay.
So half Japanese, half Danish.
There you go. What are you, half Japanese, half?
Half German.
German,
Polish,
there you go.
Yes. That's right, Hapa's right.
For
the win,
as
for
they
the say.
Win.
For the win.
And how did your parents end up here in Hawaii?
So my mom grew up here.
Right.
She was born in Tokyo, and then she grew up here and was an intake nurse at Queens.
Okay.
And my dad was doing his residency, and it's actually a sweet story, because he basically looked at her and was like, she's going to be my wife.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's like Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, it's like, wow. Ben Affleck.
I hear an Aerosmith song coming on.
There's somebody, yeah, like Alicia Silverstone will come out.
Yeah.
Wow. Impressive.
And then they met here.
Uh-huh.
Then they moved to Florida.
Yeah, well, he was in the Air Force at the time. So then
okay.
we moved around a little bit, but then most of the time I was in Panama City, Florida. But I would come back here for summer fun every summer.
There you go, summer fun. Did you go to summer fun? I went to summer fun.
I went one time. That's it? Because summer fun back in the day, if this is what you remember, it was free.
Yes, it was free, yeah.
It was free summer fun. Not anymore.
Now you have to wait in line to register.
That is correct. So every summer, you would just, from June to August, you just hang out here?
Pretty much. It was like school would let out in Panama City, and then we would fly over here, and I'd be here, and I had my own set of friends over here, and then I would fly back too.
Wow.
Yeah. Gosh. So that's why. It's like, if Hawaii is really, it's home. Nice.
Did you go to college? Anywhere?
I did. I went to college in D.C.
D.C.?
Yeah.
Wow. Which college in D.C.?
American.
Wow. Hey,
my friend's daughter just graduated from that college.
Oh, serious?
He's went up. Shout out to Chris, 808 All Day in Maui.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I forget your daughter's name, but congratulations.
American College.
Yeah.
I just thought of somebody.
A small world.
Well, speaking of, we're trying to figure out somebody that we know who's in Florida, who was from Hawaii.
Oh,
well,
here
How
we go.
How do we not forget Dwayne The Rock?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
There you go.
He was right over here. He was McKinley High School.
Yeah, right down the street, bro.
Absolutely.
He robbed from Baskin-Robbins by Washington. Yeah. Shoplift over there. Shoplift 7-Eleven.
Shoplift, bro. Out of Solis.
So there you go. See, there's connections. There's
there
connections.
You go. Finally, American
always,
University.
Gosh,
yeah, The Rock.
There you go. So, as your interest with this, what else are you into? What other interests do you have besides mezcal? Like, there's some unique things that you're into along with this.
CrossFit.
Well, because you know, I got to research everyone who comes on, so I got to be a creeper.
Right, right. Do you have five questions for this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
I was
going
to surprise. Thanks a lot.
Oh, my bad. That's good.
Yeah. But you're into a lot of things. You're into a lot of different things. So, okay. So, you're a... Do you like the term CrossFit? What's your take on that?
I don't want to throw shade at anybody. But...
I can't. Well.
Nah.
All right. Well...
But I will say, I think... I am for anything that gets somebody to move.
There you go.
But... For me personally, that is not my personal choice.
Okay. See? You're not.
Is that a political enough answer?
That was pretty good. That was good.
I mean, he's the
right
guru,
in the middle.
So.
Shades of gray.
Yeah.
That's all 50. It is. 50, maybe more. Well, with that said, then, it is now time. We're going to play everyone's favorite game.
Hey!
It's the game that's just sweeping Hawaii like by the minute.
Yes.
It's five questions. It's going to be five questions. Taryn Olson is here. Silencio. I'm kind of maybe want to have you try this, but you're not going to drink yet.
No, I don't know. This morning, maybe not on camera.
There you go. Yeah, because you know it's all we're breaking all kind of legal barriers.
Yeah.
Shots
fired. You have to work 10 hours.
Yes, that's correct. I got it. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Question number one. This is a very Hawaii question where we always like to look into the past of things.
Okay.
What was Pine and Jigger? Before it was Pint and Jigger.
Oh, shoot.
We love to do this, Hawaii people. And there's two answers, actually, for this. Because it was something, but then the thing that was before that something is what everybody knows. So, do you remember of all your summers and summer fun?
Boy.
Stopping by.
I don't think I remember.
That's a hard one.
It is a hard one.
It's a hard one.
It is a hard one. Okay, final answer? That's it? Ah, okay, so indirectly, it was a Japanese restaurant called Kochi.
Okay.
But before Kochi was a place by the name of King's Bakery.
Hey!
You remember King's Bakery?
Sweetbread.
The sweetbread.
Oh,
Kamaki,
yeah.
That one in Kamaki.
Yes.
Really?
And they shut that restaurant down because they're making so much money with the sweetbread in the mainland. Their offices are now all in California. King's Bakery is now a California company.
Does that make you happy or sad?
I missed the diner.
Yeah, that's good.
The diner was good.
Nice.
But then, if the diner was still there, there would not be a Pint and Jigger.
And you would have no content.
Pecking order. I would still be at Nobu because that's where one of the owners used to be.
Right,
so
you'd be lost on this podcast.
I'd be lost. I wouldn't know where
I'd be lost.
Be I wouldn't be here. We would not know each other. We would not know Messi. See,
it's
all,
it's
see, the bizarro world that it is.
American University, I'm telling you.
American University. I would not know what American University is. We would not know about The Rock. Question number two, speaking of CrossFit, explain to us, what's the annual Memorial Day workout called Murph?
Oh.
Do you know the infamous workout
Murph? I think I actually did this one time.
Yes.
But
ooh, every Memorial Day, all the CrossFitters, everybody, every holiday from here to Florida.
Florida. There's a lot of them there.
Doing Murph.
Yeah.
Memorial Day.
Dale Murph.
I mean, my guess would be it's like 100 million push-ups, 100 million squats, 100 million fake pull-ups, 100 million, I don't know, yards rowing. That would be like way too many for one day ever that anybody should ever be doing. That's
okay.
My guess.
Yes. Based off that great explanation, that is correct.
Whoa.
Not specifically correct, but because you sold it well, that is correct. It is actually you run a mile,
okay,
either weighted vest on you or not. Then you do 100 pull-ups, fake ones, 100 push-ups, 100 squats. Wait, no. 200 push-ups, 300 squats, then you run the mile again. Isn't that great?
That's great.
You did that?
No. I just did a couple marathons and I'm good already.
Marathon, that's it?
That's it. That's all I need.
Okay. Get the weighted vest. But that is Murph. Yes. Every Memorial Day.
Named after?
After a fallen soldier.
There
all these CrossFit workouts are named after.
Shout out, Tillman.
Pat Tillman maybe has a workout as well.
Yeah. You should start one. The Tillman. Sounds better than the Murph. I think of Murph.
Or what does that mean? What is this?
The Murph. Like, or when people have Murphs. What? Wedgies?
Wedgies! Oh! Taryn, did you catch that one? I did not.
No, I didn't.
Murphy
did.
Brown? You ever seen that before?
Now I see what this
is. Murphy Brown.
I pulled it. Murphy Brown.
Ah.
Okay, Murphy. Got it. Got
next
it.
Next question. Let's go.
Oh,
get it. Come
Lord.
On. Hurry up, ready.
All right. Number three. Now, being a creeper on your IG page, that's what all us guys do. I saw that you follow Stone's Throw Records.
Yeah.
Favorite Peanut Butter Wolf track of all time.
Ooh, gosh. I'm going to go one step further and say that although Chris is a great friend.
Oh, friend.
I think that his Valerio stuff is better.
Wow.
I think that the Valerio stuff, that's the real stuff.
Wow.
Is that they have hired her to sell that guy.
You are selling things minute by minute.
You have not sold me
on
that.
No, I'm here to say I have seen Valerio play live
a
couple times.
Oh, nice.
And Valerio is, I mean, he's near and dear to my heart.
No questions.
That's. I tell you what, you're making thousands of dollars in this segment.
Yeah.
All the selling that you're doing. Well, unfortunately, that is incorrect.
how can a questionable thing be
incorrect? It's supposed to be one of the very first tracks he came out
battles.
With Charisma and Peanut Butter Wolf. The song was My World Premiere. Yeah. Do you remember this song, with Charisma?
Rest
in peace.
Yes. Yeah.
Just take it back
to
the old school, as they said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what is MC Brainchild? He goes by, he's on Stone's Throw. Forget what his name is now.
Wait,
from the Northwest.
That's not part of the Loot Pack, right?
No. But I DJed his, Peter Butter Wolf came on my radio show a couple times.
Yes,
and then I DJed with him, a 2x4, and I DJed a wedding, but he still doesn't remember me.
Well, you know. Hi, Maka Maka.
Hi, Maka Maka.
You see how that works? There you go.
I'm coming for you, bruh.
Shotguns fire.
I have your friend at Ransom.
Wow. See?
Pay up in records.
This is a very...
All Dilla records and Doom.
Subtle. Yeah, let's see if we can send that over. It's a very subtle shots fired segment we're doing here. A lot of controversy.
Shout out, people.
Question number four. Best place to get spam loose would be?
Ooh. Okay.
There you go. That's a good one.
All right. I'm going to say Rainbow Drive-In.
Really?
Does that make you guys sad face?
Do they have?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Really?
I feel like I remember this from kid times.
Back then.
Yeah.
I just remember boneless chicken at Rainbow.
I remember like small local mocos.
Yeah. I swear. I mean, okay. I might be getting it mixed up. But I have memories of like Alamona Beach Park. And then going over to that side to get late lunch and stuff.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, that is incorrect. You know, you're giving it a good sell. Yeah. You're giving it that college try.
Okay.
The answer.
Good old American.
The answer is based off a award that is given every year from the newspaper, the Star Advertiser. They vote the public, and the public votes every year. And every year, this place wins for best family to be 7-Eleven. So the answer is 7-Eleven.
Really?
So whenever you have people from out of town, take them to 7-Eleven and experience authentic.
But is it this particular 7-Eleven or just like 7-Eleven in general?
All 7-Elevens.
All of them. When they come off the plane, you're like, I got something for you.
7-Eleven, let's go.
Wow.
We're going to go around the town, but first 7-Eleven. Wow. That's one. Sad, eh?
No, that's a musubi, like, what do you call it? Readily available musubi.
Which was voted on.
Yeah. But it was voted by a bunch of old people.
Because old people
but best
still
musubi,
read the newspaper.
Yeah.
And go to 7-Eleven.
Well, 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah.
Senior coffee.
What was your best musubi? Did you even say that before?
Where is the best one? It comes down to 7-Eleven has too much rice. You give too much rice for it, that's
right.
A problem. It's like a big block of rice.
It's a ratio thing.
It's a ratio thing.
Mm-hmm. Tanioka's is my favorite musubi.
That's one that has a good ratio.
That is my favorite musubi.
Yeah.
They have many, many musubis.
Yes, and where's
like
Tanioka's?
Plenty of piñatas, huh?
Tanioka's, where is it?
Waipahu.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, last time you've been to Waipahu, Taryn.
I can't even remember.
Last time you've been to Waipahu.
Yeah, neither have I.
There you
That's
go.
Fine.
Wait, so when you came back to Hawaii, what area did you grow up in? I mean, did you hang out
there?
Foster village.
Okay.
That's where my grandparents
are. Oh, okay.
But my folks live in Kailua now.
So did you go to Ice Palace?
You know, my cousins used to always do their birthday parties there.
Oh.
And they both have birthdays in the summer.
Mm, there you go. Ice Palace
go.
Queen. There you
go. There you go.
That was me.
For the win.
Graceful.
Next question. True or false question. Mezcal can be found, or mezcal can be found at Walmart. True or false?
Okay.
Oh, it's a trick question.
I'm going to say you might be able to find Montalban at Walmart, which is an industrial mezcal. They stick the worm in it. They do it's like an orange color. I'm gonna go with that you can probably find an industrial mezcal at Walmart.
That is correct.
Oh!
See,
there you go.
See, you see a trend
one
here.
One of five?
Well, let's not count them up yet.
Okay.
You see a trend here where she does a good explanation, whether it be right or wrong.
Yeah.
Most of them, not right. But she's doing a great
Very convincing.
Explanation, convincing. So with that said, I'm going to give you a bonus question.
Oh,
bonus question, just for the hell of it. Okay. In 10 seconds or less, name five names that rhyme with Taryn. Go.
Darren.
Okay.
Sharon.
Okay.
Karen.
Three. Two. We got three. Can you get two more? No?
I'm surprised I even came up with three.
Wow. All right. I want to help you out there, but there is a name that rhymes with Taryn that's in this very room right now, and his name. So we'll end with that.
Man.
We'll end with that. We'd like to thank
Taryn. One for five. There you go.
One for five. Right. Thank you for playing. But 5 for 5 in our hearts, because that was explanations galore. That went really well, I tell you.
Wait, since we're on the extended
yeah, we're in bonus coverage.
Bonus coverage.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about something earlier, about you're going to go different places today?
Yeah.
And what is that like a
Yeah,
tour?
So what's the day in the life?
Are you doing
of,
a tour, a little island tour?
Yeah,
or
we tape Wednesday night. What's happening?
So today we're going to go to the Southern office, who is our distributor here. We're going to meet with some of the people who help us. And then we're going to go to Sin to taste Shadow, who's the guy who owns that on the product. And then we're going to go be at Aloha Beer to do a staff training for Pint and Jigger and Aloha Beer staff.
Oh.
And then we're going to go to Michelle's, which is a new account that we just got.
Michelle's.
Yes, we're going to do a staff training over there. And then we go to Pig and the Lady for dinner.
There you go.
And then we go from there to probably visit Encore, see those guys, and then we're going to end our night at Pint and Jigger, which is always a scary, scary
Yes, many deaths.
Many, many,
Many people.
And many more will happen this Friday.
Oh yeah, so breaking news for our
Are you really gonna tell people?
Audio listeners. Nobody's gonna care.
People are gonna care.
As of this Friday, I have been hired on, as they say, by the establishment known as Pint and Jigger.
Oh boy.
I will be working the door.
Wow.
Friday night.
Really?
From DJ to doorman. There we go.
Where's my career going? Yeah. They're shorthanded. They don't have enough people. I figured, okay, I'll help them out.
I'm sending all the troublemakers.
I'll just be out there. I was always curious to be a doorman and just try it out. Just out for the hell of it. I don't need the money on this. I'm just gonna be like, I'm just gonna hang out there and be like, hey, what's up, guys? You guys got any IDs? You know? Oh, so the tables are all reserved. We've got the bar open.
That's the official.
She's not convinced.
I'm gonna do like
take some lessons.
Well, I'm gonna try and make it more holified. But you know, I'm gonna go, hey, what's up, guys?
No, you gotta do it as like per like who you see, you know?
Yeah.
If it's the Moke guys, hey, bro, what's up?
I got it. Yeah, okay.
Hey, what's up, guys? You from Orange County?
This ain't my ID. Yeah. No, I'm gonna tailor it accordingly.
Yeah, you gotta tailor it.
I just was always curious to just do it. And just so happened they
groundbreaking the news.
Wow. So I'm just gonna work there Friday. So anybody listening,
there might be more people coming by? Just to be like, see you there.
Well, it's not
as you will be checking IDs.
Give you hassle at the door, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Are you gonna be anywhere Friday, Saturday?
Oh yeah. We're gonna be all around. We have so many people that we have to see. So like Highbrow Room we have to go to.
Yep.
The list goes on and on. There's so many. We have to go to Senia, and we've already been to Nobu, and yeah, it's good. Bar Leather Apron.
There's a plethora of bars.
So if you guys out there hear this, hopefully I finish editing by tonight.
Yeah.
And this comes out tonight. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
If you see her around town, make sure you say, I seen and heard you on Sleep Time's Over.
Yeah. Well, the YouTube will be up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There. Before, so you can see what she looks like.
Because I'll put this all up by today. So everyone's going to see you. And then once they see you, I'm just going to be real talk. You're a woman. We have a lot of male listeners. They're going to want to follow you on Instagram and all of your social media.
I was not sure what was about to come
I'm
out
sorry.
Of your mouth.
Right well, now. I tell you what.
You said you're a woman, and there was a pause. And
that's right.
You could have filled many things in
there. He's a king of the pause.
We're keeping this, you know, dramatic, but not as too extreme.
Family friendly.
You're going to get a lot of followers, like random. Who's this? I've never seen him before. Who's this guy? Okay. You're going to get a lot of them. I'm just saying. Just be
ready.
How are
they going to know what my Instagram handle is?
Because
they'll creep. Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to search.
Well, we're going to tag it in the picture.
They're going to take, well.
Well, we are taking a picture after this.
That's
so
like an easy research job.
Yeah.
You're just going to do the easy creeper way. The name was mentioned, so you're just going to go search the name, see what comes up. Is it private? Are you private on here? Oh, well then.
Public figure.
There you go. So that's how this works.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Well, I'm
it'll
glad
be fine.
I've been warned.
Just confirm or deny. That's fine. It'll be all right.
So
yes.
Easy.
So there you go. Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Sleep Time's Over. Cabin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, and our guest,
Ms. Taryn Olson.
Taryn Olson. Ms. Cap.
No, see, he didn't want to say the name because he was worried about the people who are going to creep on me.
Oh, I worry.
See? Wow, you're always thinking.
Some of us.
Ahead of the game.
Be thoughtful of these women.
There you go.
And this episode is called Season 4, Episode 7.
Ad Rock Lives.
No, Ad Rock Lives. Ad Rock Lives.
I'm going to do this, but the camera
died. Sleep Time's Over. Woo!
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Aloha. This is Nick Rolovich from Mitch from UH Football, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cabin Catalyst with DJJ Zach Morse. Pride Rock, baby.
Sleep Time's Over is back.
Sleep Time's Over. Cabin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse. Season 4, Episode 7.
Ad Rock Lives. He's not dead.
Even more on that topic. That's kind of crazy, right? Karis won, man.
Why don't we just start off that with our take time, waste time topics. We got Karis won.
Right.
Reason why we call this the way it is, Karis won came out with a song on his newest album, which is good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's actually pretty good.
Shout out to Size. Size won, which we will have.
Yeah.
When we do our movie special.
Yeah, whenever we do movies,
we got to have Size. You know, we should have him do like an alien thing, because he knows Alien, the movie, huge.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Like on some next level...
Yeah.
Like, what the heck?
That's a good idea, yes. And he was the one that turned us on to the new KRS album.
He told me to listen to it, and I did.
And he had a track on there that he took off, KRS One.
See, I did not know that.
It was about the fallen hip-hop icons.
Right.
And he names them, and one of them he names is King Ad Rock, who is not dead.
Yes.
MCA passed away of cancer.
MCA Adam Horowitz?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Adam Yauch.
Yauch, my bad, not Horowitz.
Yeah, bruh.
Bruh.
Don't add to the...
Sorry, bruh.
To BDP, bruh.
I'm KRS wanting it.
Your Boogie Down Productions newest member, bruh.
That's what you call it. You just KRS, bro.
You just KRS.
This is a bodyboard move.
Wow.
Oh, Miles on Sandy, he's on KRS. Wow.
I thought I had him, but I never. So, the guy makes this song, and he's done mistakes before.
Right.
Where he called David Koppel instead of Ted Koppel. I remember your lyrics are whack like David
Koppel.
There is no David Koppel. It was Ted Koppel.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So, he took the song off the album.
Yeah.
He did take it off and understood he made a mistake. But the question to you is why, while recording this, we talked about this.
Right.
The engineers, producers, himself.
Exactly.
Not one of them knew he was wrong.
How did you be in the hip-hop world and be like, wait, Chris. Hold up. You know, do the little...
Yeah,
wait, Chris.
Like,
I think you're talking about the wrong Beastie Boy.
Right. Now, okay, let's be real talk. In 2017, recording a KRS One album is an odd thing. Okay?
It is.
So the people that are going to be helping you record this album are going to be the hardcore of the hardcore.
Yeah, they got to be.
And none of them knew. None of them knew MCA was the one that passed away instead of Ad Rock.
Okay, one, it could be, you know, I don't know, brothers that don't care about Beastie Boys.
I guess.
It could be Howleys that are engineers that just engineer.
They just know atmosphere.
Yeah. There's no slug.
There's
no
slug.
Slug's still alive.
Right.
ASAP Rock still made it.
That's
well.
All they know, bro.
Sage Francis is awesome. I'm not dissing them because I like all those groups. So.
But that's just all they know.
Yeah.
That's all they know.
Can you just do the fact checking on this song? Sorry, Chris. We only know Sage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We never really
Rest in peace
heard.
Idea. How come we don't have Idea? Did he have Idea in there?
No.
Oh.
You think KRS-One got no Idea, bro?
Idea. Shout out to Idea. KRS-One. Rock on.
Oh, yeah. That's what you say when you see Idea go down. Oh, yeah.
What? You just
you see Idea
go down? You said
you said pass away.
Wrong. Sad. Anyway. Anyway, so moving along.
Yes,
take time. We took
one.
Time on that. So,
yeah.
You know, KRS-One, he's still a legend. Good album.
Yeah.
I heard from multiple resources he's a weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely oddity.
Okay, well, we got to talk about this other KRS-One topic. We haven't talked about on the show.
What is that?
KRS-One backing up Afrika Bambaataa.
Okay, tell me about that.
Afrika Bambaataa has been accused by many different people of doing sexual activity with boys.
Right. Yeah, I heard that.
Sexual molestation with young boys. A lot of accounts are coming out.
And those boys actually came out. Oh, well, these men
now
have come out and said, yeah, he touched me.
Right? KRS-One came out in response to this topic, and he said Bambaataa gets a pass because he invented hip-hop. So he can do whatever he wants. And everybody is like, what? So that is KRS being crazy again.
Crazy Chris Wan, bruh.
Well, the previous topic was just him being misinformed.
Yeah.
Now he's crazy.
Now he's crazy.
Now everybody's coming out and like attacking KRS-One. Like MC Shan, for example, was saying,
oh, yeah.
KRS-One, what are you talking about, bruh? There's a guy that molested kids.
Yep.
And you're going to back him up? So that is that issue. What do you think of that?
I think maybe did he molest any kids or something?
Oh, wow.
Did he get molested in the homeless shelter?
Who cares
was that?
This is all kinds of shots fired. This is a controversial.
Yeah,
episode.
You know what I mean?
I like
how
it.
We do, bro. Right, that's
okay.
How
we
do.
We're putting Tabasco on the fire.
Well, to me, nobody should back up a freaking molesting pedophile.
Correct.
No matter who they are.
Why say that?
They're
you
guilty and guilty as charged.
Correct.
Right?
That's why it's just ridiculous for him to come out and say something like that.
That's just straight old man stupidity.
That is.
There's being old man and being like the old dude.
Yeah.
Right? Hating the young stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just straight retard.
Yeah. That's bad.
It's on some slick level.
Slick Vic. Wow. Say that five times, everyone.
Slick Vic level.
Jeez.
So anyway.
All right. There you go.
Never
then.
Mind that.
What
okay, here's one. I got one. The chimp on a wall. Sounds like a game, right? Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian. Let's play chimp on a wall.
We got some mezcal right on the wall. We got five of them laid out. Play the chimp on the wall, bro. Which are you drinking first?
Honolulu Zoo, bro. Take time or waste time.
Okay. when we say take time or waste time on these things, we
take time anyway.
We take time anyway, even though we say waste time.
So I pass a lot.
I'll make a pass where I'll be like, I'll say something and be done with it. Honolulu Zoo get major problems.
Bruh.
And I'll leave you with this. Bro. This is all I'll say about that chimpanzee. Yeah. Right. Last Sunday's paper.
Right.
In the Sunday ads.
Right.
They had classifieds.
Okay.
And a job that was open.
Oh, bruh.
Honolulu Zoo director. Job is open right now, bro. You look in the classifieds. They hiring, bruh. How much you getting paid? Probably, I don't know, what, minimal. 120? 120 gross? Come down to 90 maybe? You get benefits?
You know what he did before that guy quit? He got the keys. He said, hey, chip.
Yep.
Chomp.
Yep.
Here's the key, bruh. Yep. Go ahead. Just jam him. He's like, wow.
Wow, that's your chip noise?
I don't know what a chip sounds like.
Something like that, yeah. I'm not even gonna
F you. Sound like a parrot.
Wow.
So anyway, he gave him the keys, bruh.
Got the keys.
So the story is, the chip's name is Puiva, which I have no idea what that means. Puiva. I don't know. Hawaiians, let me know.
Stupid.
Okay, he made a finger hole in the wall.
See, that alone, bruh, sounds like some kind of a game. This is something you find somewhere else, bruh. Like a
finger hole
in the wall. Pornhub.com, bruh. What is this?
He made a glory hole in the wall.
You playing mezcal game with glory hole? And the guy, no more job. That's all I got.
There you go, Terry. We got a new game for you.
Oh.
Chip it all. Mezcal's number one game in SoCal.
Oh.
Anyway, he made another finger hole in the wall. Oh. And this is his second time escaping in 3 years.
See?
Bro, Planet of the Apes, bro. Call Mark Wahlberg, bro.
Call him up. James Franco. Be ready,
all these guys with the guns, bro. Come them. Tell them. They're taking over.
Charlton Heston's coming back from the grave,
but you know what's effed up? If that thing got loose, it's pretty nuts, bruh. Chimpanzees is that savage level, whatever.
Are they?
Dude.
Chimpanzees are violent.
They're violent.
I thought it was the gorillas that could kill everybody.
All monkeys, bruh. Oh, spider monkeys. Gosh. You know, monkey pods.
Okay, stereotype.
Brass monkeys.
Monkey pod, brass monkey.
Bruh, what else monkey?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey 8, damn, 12 monkeys. All that stuff.
Yeah. There was
all.
Yeah. Okay, you covered it.
There you go. There you go.
You got all the monkey references.
So, imagine if you got out and just started wrecking shop on kids, bro.
Gorillas in the mist. There's one.
Voodoo. Running from my magic. Anyway, next topic.
The lynch mob.
Let's just keep it on. For me, I'll just go and keep it on the animal level.
All right.
Okay? The Howleys on the Big Island trying to ride the turtle. Big Island, get plenty of Howleys. And I know this for a fact because my man, Iron Mike, direct descendants, he just came back. He's from Big Island. And on his Facebook, he said, brah, Kona get choke howlies.
No kidding. Really?
Shout out, Iron Mike.
Brah, let me just say this. So, I made a statement
about...
Did you see the video? Yes, I did.
Brah, like slap that guy's head.
I stated earlier of how he had a bunch of howlies trying to make an hour drive to a restaurant thinking they can walk in. Dummies. That's all I gotta say.
It's sad because he looked clueless, the Howley dude.
I'm tired of these Howleys.
He's like, what? What, dude? What am I doing, dude? The people, I can see the people behind the camera like telling him, hey, brah, don't touch that turtle. He's looking at him like, what, dude? I'm just trying to ride it.
These are the kind of things that I would like to survey people for. Like, why would anybody think that's justifiable? Why would anybody be like, it's okay to do that? Right? Would anyone say this except this idiot?
Yeah.
And is it because he's a howler that he's doing this? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would he decide
at that point? Yeah, see, the last people that did something like this was either Howleys or Micronesians.
Yeah. I don't even think the Micronesians would do this.
Well, weren't they doing something with turtles?
Were they eating them?
Well, taking the fins or something like that.
At least the Micronesians, they're trying to make some money, right?
Trying to eat them.
The Howleys are just bored.
Yeah. Oh, dude, let's do the turtle, dude.
Dude, tubular. Let's go
turtle. Hey, Leonardo, dude. Oh.
Tasty waves, Casey Cave. Hey, come on, bruh. I'm done with that. The Howleys are tiring me out.
What you got?
All right, so other people that are tiring me out. Our boy Kanye West.
Oh, I haven't heard his name in a while.
He's back.
Where is he, bruh? Yodeling.
He's yodeling on the mountain, bruh.
Bruh.
He's recording his newest album on the mountain.
Illuminati, bruh. Kanye West sings
Yodeling.
Yodel.
Yeah. He's up on the mountain with his Ricola, and he's probably getting produced by a name called Vicola, and they're going to make this album, Brian. They're on the mountain right now. Will he come off the mountain? One man leaves. Will he leave again?
So he's in Wyoming?
I think so,
yes. And he's like on the mountain recording his album.
Yeah. Now, how do you do that? What do you...
Maybe he's like sampling nature sounds.
I guess so. He's got to have a lot of batteries because he's not going to plug in anything.
Wait, is he like doing mountain steep, like mountain? Like
he's like being in one with himself in the mountain, on the mountain.
It's Illuminati, bro. Right? I'm telling you,
just
bro.
Like Luke Skywalker, bro. Everybody's hanging on some island in a mountain.
Right.
With no cover. Okay? Oh, never mind, bro.
His music, what do you think this music's going to sound like?
Oh, it's going to be very urethral. I don't even know, bro. What is he doing?
A lot of harps,
a lot of echoing.
Tubas.
Yeah. A lot of echo. You all right? You all right?
That kind of sampling like, sound of music?
Sampling sound of music. Who's in that? Who's that main character?
Judy Blume. No.
Judy Blume?
No.
What?
Mary Poppins. What's her name?
No, was that one that she would sell crackers?
Yeah, Mary Poppins. What's Mary Poppins' name? That lady, Frick.
Yes.
My mom's favorite movie.
Really?
Yeah. Sound of music. Her name is... Jennifer Robbins.
There you go, Jennifer
Robbins. No.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boop, bruh.
What's her name,
bruh? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious,
bruh. Yes, what's her name, bruh? Come on.
Her name is... Bruh. Like, we're Disney experts here, really. Okay, let's look it up.
There you go.
Sound of Music. Sound of Music movie. See, we're doing this live. See, you can see. You see, YouTube people? Judy Garland.
Is it Judy Garland?
I just threw that out.
It is, right?
Sound of Music movie cast.
The hills are alive. Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews, bro.
Wrong one, bro. Wrong Julie, bro.
Judy Garland was in Wizard of Oz.
The hills are alive. With the sound of music.
I just think of Chevy Chase singing that. Remember that National Anthem?
That's why I'm singing it
like
this.
That's good, bro. Finally, we get good reference from you, bro.
That's why I'm singing it like that.
Finally.
That's like my Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase for the win. That's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all I got. What you got?
Okay, let's see. That's all you got. Yeah.
Grannies on a mountain.
Okay, here we go. Let's see, bro. Oh, back to basketball?
Yes.
My question to you is, John Wall,
yes.
He choked, literally choked. Not literally, but he choked. He was like 0 for something in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, John Wall did what James Harden did in game 6.
So what do you think is going to take John Wall? Because Harden's closer than John Wall, you think? Like getting to the finals?
Well, Harden's closer to John Wall.
Right. So what do you think is going to take John Wall
yeah,
the Wizards?
They over-exceeded their expectations.
They did, yeah. So what do you think is going to take his team to get over? Because they had a chance.
They have a chance. It's a solid team. Yeah. They very overachieved this year, and they need a wing player. A lot of these players need that wing because you're in the East.
Right.
You're going to need – you have one thing you need to worry about in the East. That is LeBron James.
LeBron James,
so
yeah.
You got to figure out what can contend with that.
So you need that mobile 6'9".
Right.
Forward-ish, guard-ish.
That's what you're going to have to look at. You're going to have to look at, are you going to trade for Paul George? What are you going to trade? Are you going to look to get Gordon Hayward? Will that be a factor? Are you going to look to get Blake Griffin? Will he be even durable to play?
Being a Heat fan, Paul George did do some damage against LeBron. So I don't think Hayward would do anything for your team.
He's not big enough.
But Paul George would be that dude you could get on your team.
He looks to be wanting to get out.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
So...
Was he going to stay in the West? East? Or?
If he was smart, he'd go to the West.
Right.
All these guys they should go to the West. Like, you're going to have Kyle Lowry's going to be leaving Toronto. You're going to have Paul George. Well, Paul George still on contract, so they're going to have to trade. So I don't know what will happen in that regard.
Yeah, because Celtics want him. I mean, he could go to the Bullets.
Well,
Wizards.
Okay. Let's just segue into my topic, which is the NBA draft lottery.
Oh, right.
Now, that was yesterday.
Right.
Right before game 2 of the Warriors and Spurs, who Spurs got annihilated.
Right, yeah.
But the draft lottery, let's cut to it. Number 3, Sixers.
Okay.
Number 2, the Lakers. Number 1, Boston. Now, amazing.
Boston.
Danny Ainge is amazing. He's a genius.
Yeah.
They're in the conference finals. They got the number 1 pick.
Yeah.
Amazing.
How does that work?
Amazing, because that's through trades.
The
they got
vision,
that.
Bro. He had a vision.
He had a great vision. He traded Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce to Brooklyn for that pick.
Ooh, nice.
Excellent. Excellent.
Hired Brad's
decision. Great coach.
Built the team.
Yeah. And he slowly built the team off young, keeping it young.
Right, keeping it young.
He didn't sign a bunch of weirdos.
He kept
drafting. They got lucky with the Isaiah Thomas trade. They got Jaylen Brown over there. They got Kelly Olynyk.
Olynyk, yeah.
That could be the great white hope.
Where's he from?
Somewhere in Hollyville. I don't know.
Wisconsin.
He looks like a Wisconsin kind of guy. But
Notre Dame. He looks Notre Dame.
He looks Notre Dame, yes. But that's your top three. Joel Embiid, I don't know, you didn't watch this, but Joel Embiid, I love this guy. Right. He was there representing Sixers. And then they asked Joel Embiid, now, if the Lakers pick falls out of the top three, you guys are going to get this pick. What's your thoughts on that? And Magic Johnson's sitting right next to him.
Right.
And okay. Joel Embiid's like, you damn right we better get this pick. I want that Lakers pick. I'm going to take that Lakers pick from him. And Magic's like, yo, come on, man. And Joel Embiid's just looking at him like, I'm taking it. I'm taking it, bro. He's hilarious. That guy is great. But Lakers get the number two pick. Okay, so now everybody's talking about Lonzo Ball, big ball of bread, brother. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours, bro. He's going to the Lakers. He's going to the
Supposedly,
Lakers.
Supposedly, he's not going to work out for anybody but the Lakers.
Because the dad is saying and all this hoopla.
But a Laker team, trust me, DJ Composure is the number one fan.
Yeah.
That team, they get Alonzo Ball, they're not going to win for nuts 20 years, bro.
Wow. Really? 20 bruh. Years, bro. We'll be dead. Ten
years. Oh.
All right. The
he's not going to do anything for the damn team.
Well, okay.
The team is any kind, bro. They're going to get rid of some dudes, bro.
Okay.
They have a lot of dudes, no men.
They have a lot of dudes, no men, right? There's a lot of dudes. You're right.
A lot of dudes, bro.
And I rant on Facebook and I say, never mind this dad. Everybody talks about LaVar Ball. The dad is crazy, talking any kind. When he goes to the NBA, he's going to shut up.
Right.
NBA teams make him shut up. You think Magic Johnson's going to tolerate this guy, this crazy guy?
That's what I mean. Imagine
with his $500 shoes. Bro. His $500 ball shoes.
Big never ball mind, of brand. Bro.
So never mind that guy. If Lonzo Ball can somehow put something together, him and D'Angelo Russell are going to have to stay in the backcourt. Lakers, just don't sign anybody.
Yeah.
Just stay young. Just build off young guys. That's what Boston does.
Got to get rid of the coach, bro.
Luke Walton?
Get rid of the dude. He can't coach.
Luke Walton, if he can't figure something out next year, I don't know. But
they got to get rid of him. They got to bring somebody like a Brad Stevens in. They got to pick somebody.
Some college.
Maybe not college, but somebody young. Somebody that's an assistant coach. Luke Walton's young. But he's never coached.
Well, he was assistant coach at Warriors.
Yeah, but
he's hanging around. He's got a good look. He looks good in a suit, though.
Yeah, but he was assistant coach for a coach.
Correct.
He never built a team.
Correct.
He never built a team from scratch. He knows what it is.
Absolutely right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, because what's his name? Built Butler. He built Butler to become
perennial. Right.
You know what I mean? Brad, and then he got makes sense. And look what he did now. He built Celtics. This guy's living off his name. You know what I mean? Like, he's...
Technically, he is looking up his name because we all know him as Bill Walton's son.
And he didn't do anything for Clips. Clippers, right? Or Warriors? Warriors.
He was a Warriors assistant coach. They were the undefeated for a while.
Yeah, but it wasn't him, though.
It wasn't technically because of him. Because, Kerr was out. But the Lakers, in their game plan, don't sign Luol Deng. Don't sign Mozgov like they did last season.
Don't
sign anyone. Don't trade for Paul George.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul George may want to come to the Lakers. It's not going to matter. Paul George isn't going to make the Lakers beat the Warriors.
No.
Okay? So never mind all that, you just draft Lonzo Ball and just develop. Keep D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, there you go.
Just let it be and just stay young. Never mind any old timers. Right. Just build up that
I'm telling you, Brad, get rid of the coach. You get Hall. You keep who you have now. Maybe bring in a veteran or two. Is Metta World Peace still there?
He's going to retire. No, they told him you're not coming back.
Okay, so he's not coming back.
He's going to retire.
Cool. He's a good guy, though. At least a lot of interviews with that
guy. Yeah, but that's not in the plans.
Right.
But
you got to bring somebody, like a mid... veteran deal. So just bring in some, because they obviously don't have it because the coach is almost the same age as the players.
Well, I really don't know who else they're going to find for the coach.
Right.
But as far as that, it's going to be Lonzo Ball to the Lakers. The big question,
what is
Boston going to do, though? Boston, the number one pick, they're going to keep us in guessing all the way till draft day. They could trade that pick and just get that guy.
Ooh, wow.
Now think about it. You got the number one pick. You could trade that out.
Yeah, you could grab...
Because the 2 point guards are the top two guys.
Paul George,
You need any team that needs a point guard out there? Anybody that needs
a point
guard?
And they don't need a point guard.
Think about who needs a point guard. Right. Los Angeles Clippers. Who needs a point guard? Who else? We have New Orleans Pelicans. Bruh, we trade this for this.
Yeah.
You could get DeMarcus Cousins maybe for the number one pick.
Yeah.
You could go a lot of different ways. But then, so there's number one pick there, Boston.
Kelly Olynyk, Gonzaga.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a Holly school. Dude, Gonzaga have been pushing out those 7 foot dudes for a while now. A
lot of 7 foot
dudes. Okay, what else you got? You got anything else?
Well, that was my continuation to your talk.
Oh, okay.
So
what else we got here? Oh, who would you rather be?
Yeah.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah, here we go.
Russell Wilson or Future?
What a question that is.
It was Mother's Day this Sunday.
Okay, and that was asked to you?
I'm asking you that question.
You're asking me this? Why those two?
Because Sierra had Future's kid.
Oh, right.
It was Mother's Day on Sunday.
Got it.
Okay? So Russell Wilson is raising Future's kid with Sierra.
Okay. So the question would be,
who would you rather be in this situation?
In this dilemma of the kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Russell Wilson or Future? And why the heck did Sierra even get with Future? That guy's fugly as motherfucker.
He's not quite the most handsomest of handsome.
And not probably the most brilliantest either.
Really?
He's definitely not the Future.
No, he's
not.
So
who would you rather be?
I would have to go Russell Wilson.
You got to,
right?
But I know the millennials, what would they say?
Because millennials don't watch football, so they're going to watch, Future. Because they're going to, they like
Steve. I just thought it was funny. I was watching this all unfold, and I'm like, this is very interesting. Who would I rather be right now? I'm like, Russell Wilson, of course.
Russell Wilson, because you're athletic.
Yeah.
You make way more money.
Yeah, way more money.
More notoriety.
The future, his future is pretty done.
Really? You think so?
I mean,
he's still
He lives and dies by his songs. Right. Russell Wilson, he's a friggin' brilliant. He's a smart.
Right. Right.
He can go into broadcasting, start a business.
Future's not a superstar status guy like Drake. Yeah. So
Future, he's only as good as his next hit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that look that he has is going to be played out like booty music.
Who gets better women? Russell Wilson or Future at a nightclub? I go Future.
Future.
Yeah. Easily. Yeah.
I think Russell Wilson gets more undercover women. Kind of like Ivy League.
Yeah, the Howleys.
Yeah.
Because they all but there's always some weird Howley girl they find.
Some random
They find some cocktail party, the Riviera. So
Future probably gets more of the baddies,
that's a world star.
Yeah,
world star. All the world star girlies, all the ones that are doing the twerk videos. Yeah, IG.
But do you want that? See, that's what I mean.
Well,
do you want that kind of women?
Okay, well then let's go into that. This specifically, what kind of woman would I like?
If you're Future, are you on a Future? You want a Future?
Okay, as Future,
or you want a Russell Wilson woman?
Okay, well since both of them had Sierra, which is the same.
Okay, yeah. So that's not saying much for Sierra.
Not saying much for Sierra. Well, Sierra's cute.
No, she is. Yeah.
But then there was a rumor back in the day, if you remember this, where people thought Sierra was a man.
Yes, I do.
Which is so bizarre. I didn't understand that, but there was a rumor going on that they legitimately thought she was a man.
That's a bad rumor, man.
That's stupid.
But I love how she came back. She came back hard.
Well, bottom line is, I'll be Russell Wilson. I love all the women.
Yeah.
Women who twerk, I would think I would take over the women that go to the cocktail party.
Wow, you're taking the Future women then.
I don't know. I think they'd be more fun than hanging out with some girl at Macy's. I don't know.
Well, maybe they're freaking the sheets kind of deal.
Yeah, maybe you can never.
Look at the history of who Russell Wilson went out with. Then
okay.
If we look into it, maybe for next episode we see who's Russell Wilson's batch.
All right.
And Future, I don't know who he got in trouble with. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's I don't know.
That'll be interesting if we ever do the men show.
Yeah.
The man show again. Not the man show from Comedy Central, but the man show where we ask a bunch of men. We can do this maybe for the 1 year anniversary party.
There you go, yeah.
Plug, Pine and Jigger, June 24th, Saturday night.
Live.
Live taping Saturday night Pine and Jigger.
And everybody is invited.
Everybody got to come, bro. Studio audience. We're going to pose this question.
Yeah.
What kind of women do you like? Men or women? Either. Asexuals.
The Future woman?
Yeah.
Or the Wilson
twerk,
women?
Twerk girl or you want the cocktail girl?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. That's a good one.
Okay.
Okay, what we got here? Speaking of women.
No,
I got
here we go.
Little Yachty carrying a purse. This is what hip-hop's all about, brah. Carrying a purse. It's not backpacking anymore, brah.
But
it's purses.
He was not only carrying a purse. He was wearing a dress.
Like a blouse. Why? There's got to be some explanation. We can't just look at it from the surface and be like, okay, here's a guy wearing women's clothing and walking around a purse. Is there something that we're not seeing as older guys?
Shock and value, man.
Is
shock
that
value.
It?
Like Marilyn Manson, dude, it's shock value.
Okay, because we can't go to stereotypical and be like, whoa, wow, hip-hop guy wearing a purse.
Right.
Like, is there something that we're not seeing that the younger guys are seeing this as normal?
That's the thing is, even the younger guys are not even doing that.
Little Yachty is.
Yachty is, but you don't see. I mean, dude, I swear, if any of these dudes walking anywhere in Hawaii dressed like that, they're getting beat up.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? So he can do it because he's Yachty.
He's got security.
Yeah, but ain't no in the right mind millennial is going to dress like that.
Okay, well then, this is part two of this question to you. We got tagged on IG for this men onesie pajama crap.
Okay? Which goes hand in hand to little Yari.
Yeah.
When he comes home, he puts his purse down, he takes off his blouse, and he puts on his onesie. What is the deal with all of this type of strange, quote-unquote, feminine wear for the male demographic in 2017? Why?
You're soft, bruh.
Why did it get that
These
way?
These dudes are soft, bruh.
Why?
Because it's just their upbringing, man. They're soft.
Really?
It's my job. Our job. Men of my age that have kids now.
Yeah.
My son is 9 years old.
Yeah.
It's our job to raise these guys back how we were raised up.
Yeah.
With some grit, with some balls. You know what I mean? I'm not saying nothing wrong with expressing what you feel. But dude, these kids are frail, bruh.
Men have gone
you know
soft.
What I mean?
Yeah, I think men have gone soft through the years.
Like, for real. And nothing wrong. And don't confuse us with soft dudes and gay dudes. Or dudes that have emotions.
No, this has nothing
no.
to do with being gay. This
yeah.
is just to be like, just being the typical man, doing a manly
yeah.
thing.
Because I'm an emotional dude. You can ask my wife. But I'm not no frail dude like that. You know what
well,
I mean?
Exactly. I mean, like, you have guys wearing these onesies. They're painting their nails. They're painting their toenails.
Bruh.
They're carrying purses, apparently,
if
now.
If it's a poison in the 80s, maybe you can paint your toenails.
What is the deal with this femininity? Is it because they're being in touch with their emotions or something? But why they're just wearing
bruh,
it?
They're wearing their emotions, literally.
Man, I ain't got time, man, for this.
That's what I mean. Pillow biters, bruh. They're wearing their emotions, bruh. In onesies.
Apparently. It was just
And in the picture, what was it, bruh? 90% Holly dudes, bruh. One African American.
They gotta put that guy in there just
They had to.
Yeah.
And you know that guy's cringy. He's like, this is my only modeling
job.
Yeah,
he's rolling his eyes because he's taking these pictures.
And right now he's smiling in that picture. But he has a mean stink eye at his agent on the side, being like, bro, get me out of here. He's hoping that nobody sees that in the hood.
Exactly.
He got to go walk back in Compton. They're going to be, bro.
You just getting paid, son.
He's like, bro, I'm making my money, homie.
Yep.
They'd be like, all right. And then, you know,
yep.
And then, but they go back and laugh at him.
So I just, you know, there's going to be a lot of questions.
How did they have any Mexican dudes or brown dudes in that picture?
There's no Asians.
It was like 9 white dudes and 1 black dude.
Yep.
And the black dude was kind of inset, if you noticed. He wasn't prominent.
He wasn't prominently there.
Right? They just did it to like, yeah, we need a color guy.
We need the color. Yep. It was just, it's just weird. It's just so weird the way men are. I would like to survey people 25 and under.
Yeah.
What is your take as a man? What is your definition of a man? And see what they say.
What is it? Yeah, that's a good one, man.
What is a man supposed to be? What is a man supposed to stereotypically be? What do you know as the job of a man?
This is a good question. I can't even answer that right now. I gotta think about that.
We gotta think that. Obviously, people don't know because we got onesies and we got purses and shit. There you go, see? So therefore,
right.
See, I told you, I swear just like on Facebook when I rant. But why is that the case? This question will be pondered live June 24th.
That's
Saturday.
A great one, though. What is, yeah, that's a great one.
Definition of a male. Definition of a female, too. But definition of a male, though. Because that's the topic we're talking about right now. Because
that seems to be the most confusing thing right now.
Yeah. I totally agree.
You got little yachty, you got onesies, you got purses.
Yep.
And then you got dresses, you got blouses.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, was Prince right all along and we just didn't know? Because game blouses. Yeah.
That's Prince, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he got all the women. So then, yeah.
That's different. Is Yachty getting all the women? Yachty's getting future women.
Yachty's probably getting women. He's probably
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe he's getting women that like women because he dresses like
a woman. Wow.
That's
a question that takes some
bam, 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 bam.
Twists and turns. Wow. All right. You have anything else?
I do have another one, but
oh,
do you have enough time?
Oh. Well,
no, real quick one. I just wanted
to
say, if you go on YouTube and you watch Nas is explaining Ain't Hard to Tell to Harvard Professor.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a freaking joke.
I read about that. Now, why?
Because I guess Harvard has that history of
the history of hip hop thing.
Yeah. So Nas breaks down Ain't Hard to Tell to a Harvard professor.
Correct.
So I watched like a minute and I just couldn't watch it already.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
Yeah, we're not listening to you.
Like, okay, so Harvard decides like this year to say, oh, we're going to decide that we're going to have a hip hop library.
Yeah.
And we'll put in certain albums.
Well, you know what they're doing, right? You got the committee at Harvard. They're all in their onesies, and they're looking before they check their purse. Like, what should we do now? I'm bored. I want to do something. Oh,
yes, we have a little extra money.
What would you like to do at Harvard?
Yeah.
So what are the black people doing?
Oh, hip-hop.
They like the rap music, hip hop music.
Mm. Yeah. A lot of that happening. Well, at Harvard. Well, well, my grandson listens to this one guy, Nas. I like him very much. The inner city struggle, Nas. Let's call him up, do a YouTube.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of growth in
the there you go.
Cue there you go. The cue it in. They interview him. Nas playing it cool. Knowing how to play the game.
Right, Nas going in there, right?
But Nas is cool.
It's right now, man. You know, I talk like this.
So, yeah. So, to me, I don't know, man. I watched like a minute of it. It's just like, it's kind of painstaking because you know in Nas's brain, he's like, I did not write this for you. I did not. I don't need you to.
Right. He doesn't need to explain anything.
Explain this to you.
Yeah.
You're going to get it or you don't going to get it.
Yeah,
why am I explaining it to you? But in his head, he knows how to play the game.
Yeah.
Nas has been successful all these years.
Correct.
Because he knows how to play the game.
That is correct.
He knows how to play the race card.
Correct.
He knows how to play the bun card. He knows
correct.
How to play the status wars and play that game. I can see he just played it. But I just got to like turn it off. Years ago.
Tell the white nation 20 years from now, what are you trying to say?
Exactly.
My son. And that's it. He's like, you don't need
to
say
and
anything.
It's like, it's just like, he goes like, you ain't hard to tell. So yeah, it's like, he has to explain that. Well, it ain't hard to tell. Like, you know,
yeah,
he didn't
right.
say it like that. He's like, yeah, man. Yeah. It's like,
right.
it ain't hard to tell. Meaning
well,
like,
way.
It's obvious
yeah.
that we're going through a struggle. And I'm like, if you can't get it ain't hard to tell for the first way he drops it, that it means it ain't hard to tell. You shouldn't even be listening to this music. And look at us. You're a Hapa dude from Hawaii. I'm a mixed any kind brother from Hawaii. And we got it. In
go
the middle of the ocean.
Go figure.
So.
There you have it.
There you have it.
Go figure.
Sleep Time's Over, Season 4, Episode 7. Ad-Rock.
Ad-Rock's still alive, bro.
He's alive, bro. Ad-Rock lives, KRS.
Lives.
Woo!
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Yo, this is Wolves Martin, alias Old Timer. Like Sleepers, Metal Fortress, Soul Shifters Crew. I'm listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cavett the Catalyst, Zach Morris. Word up.
Hi, this is Allie, the boomerang girl from Lucky Belly. You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cavett the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morris.
Sleep Time's Over is back.
Cavett the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Thank you to our guest we had pop in.
Silencio Zone. Taryn Olson.
What is Silencio?
Mezcal.
What is that?
That's the company.
Oh.
That's the brand.
Taryn Olson.
El Silencio. Mezcal.
Oh, Silencio. Is that the silencer?
Silencio.
Silencer?
No, Silencio.
Yeah, what is that?
Nicely.
What is that?
What does it mean?
Yeah. The
oh, what
silence.
The silence?
Right? I mean, I don't know Spanish.
No, you're the
you gotta move it. You're not in the camera.
Educated. Woo. Right.
Head chopped off. No, your head chopped off.
Something like that.
You gotta move.
Mm-hmm. Get right. Here I am. I just gotta do something like this.
You have to move more this way. Towards me.
Like this. Or I can just slouch.
There you go. Yeah, you can be like, yeah, the microphone.
Hey, hi guys.
So anyway, shout out to Taryn. Thank you for coming through, educating
yes,
on
thank
Matt,
you.
Ms. Cal.
Yes. Something yeah. that I don't think a lot of.
And she's a hip hop head. She knows Stone's Throw.
That's right.
She knows our homie, Big D, Derek.
Yes.
Sam.
She got excited over an MF Doom sticker.
Yeah. So
there you go. A woman excited over an MF Doom sticker. Okay, she's not a millennial, but still.
Right.
That's always good to see.
Respect.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. And now time speaking of hip hop things. Mount Rushmore is back.
Yes, it is back.
Okay, we did that cockamamie generator of topics thing last week. That was bad, bro. That computer that
hey man.
That site was waste time, bro.
You can't always hit gold all the time, bro.
Waste time. Do you keep a journal? Remember now on that question? Forget it, bro. Do
oh,
you
yeah,
keep
bro.
A journal?
I get one slang book,
exactly.
bro.
What are your hopes and dreams? Never mind, bro. So we're back at it. Back to manly things as we were talking about
yeah.
last segment.
No onesies, no purses here, bro.
No purses here, bro.
We
no.
call each other bro and dude.
That's right, bro.
And man.
Man.
Hey, man. Hey, bro.
Hey, I'm a man,
hey, dude.
Man. That's right, Mr. Guy. All right. Mount Rushmore. Most disappointing hip-hop albums
okay, yeah.
is the topic this week.
There you go.
And basically, it's looking at an album that you were waiting for it to come out. I mean, granted, there's no albums anymore in 2017,
right.
but
yeah.
you know, we got to look back at this because we're old. And we were looking for this album to come out, and when it finally came out, it was like, ugh, waste time.
Yep.
So there you go. I'll start with you.
Okay. One of my first ones is Q-Tip's first album.
Amplified. Yes.
I was disappointed.
We all got thrown off.
Yeah. The first track he released was?
Vibrant Thing, bruh.
It's a Vibrant Thing.
Which was hot.
It was hot in the club.
I liked it.
It was hot in the club, yeah. But it's definitely, you could tell, I don't know if he consciously made a departure from Tribe.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like I said, the more I listen to it, the more I appreciate it, is because I expect it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because when you first heard Q-Tip on his own,
yeah,
a Q-Tip solo album, all right, here we go. Oh, what? You're expecting Tribe.
He wanted to throw us off, and he did.
He wanted club joints, bro.
He was club joint.
He was going out with Nicole Kidman.
That's right.
You know what I mean? He stole Tom Cruise's chick.
He was a bodyguard?
Yeah, and he ended up being the bodyguard.
Didn't like Jay Dilla? Costner. Well, Dilla made that beat, right?
Dilla made a lot of those beats.
Yeah.
Like Breathe and Stop, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it's Dilla beats, Dilla club bangers. But at that time, I didn't want Q-Tip club banger. But it was hot in the club.
Right.
So I was disappointed to a point where I was like, for real? Your first album?
Yeah.
And then like, but he came back with the Renaissance years later.
Right.
Great album.
But no hits.
No hits, but man, there's bangers on there.
Right. See, so it's very interesting. Yeah. See how you chose that comparison, because you have the Renaissance,
which
was cool, but they didn't have the hits like
Breathe and Stop.
Amplified Breathe, but Let's Ride.
Let's Ride. Yeah, yeah.
But he had way more energy in that album, Amplified, than in the first one that I'm putting as my most disappointing.
Okay.
Hip hop, which is going to go and jump on with yours. Beats, Rhymes, and Life.
Oh, bruh.
Tribe Called Quest's Beats, Rhymes, and Life, 1996.
Yeah, that was like any kind, bruh.
I was very sad. It was just boring.
Downfall, because what's his name started rapping more?
Yes. Who was that now? Consequence.
Consequence.
Yeah. Stressed Out. That song sucks, bruh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, easy to mix, though.
Why do people like that song? Why do people like that song? I don't know. Do we all feel stressed out? No kidding, we feel stressed out, Tribe Called Quest. Don't even tell me, bruh. And then, what's that other one they had? Once Again,
yeah.
Which is all right. It's all right. You know.
They had, like, Wordplay. Is that Wordplay on there?
They had that. They had Get a Hold.
Get a Hold, yeah. Get a Hold, rappers. Though. But Get a Hold beat, though.
The beat is good.
Ooh, that beat is fire.
The beat is fire. Like
Dilla, dude.
The lyrics, they were sleeping as they were rhyming.
Yeah, this one, they really... I think they're in such turmoil as a crew.
Yep.
They're just like, what? We need another album? Shoots.
There's no energy. The album had no energy.
Andale, Toledo. Right? Okay.
That's why when he came out with Vibrant Thing, his energy is back.
Yeah.
Vibrant Thing.
Which is like, I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah. He was happy. You could tell he was happy making that album.
Consequence, I don't know. Some people liked him on the album. I didn't like him.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to be on there. Some people were like, well, he's supposed to take over Fife's place. But Consequence can't even hold a light to Fife.
No. I mean, come on. Come on, bro. Never mind that guy. So then that's my...
Okay, right there. Two Tribe-related albums.
There you go. So what you got?
All right, next up, I have on my list. UMCs.
Ooh, you're going underground obscure, bro.
Well, this was mainstream. Their poster was on the back of...
Yes.
Martin, Lawrence's Martin.
Correct.
The UMC poster was there.
That is true.
And in the 90s, New York, West Coast, everybody knew UMCs.
Right.
Fruits of Nature. First album, Fruits of Nature. Real uppy. Real like 110 BPM-y.
Yes.
Like real hard to mix because it's fast.
It was just fast back in
but
the
90s. But great lyrics, great beats. Like amazing. Then all of a sudden they came out and Wu-Tang came out right after them. And they're both from the same island, Staten. Right. So somehow the UMCs was like...
It'll be harder.
Bruh, we from Staten too. Time to represent the Wu-Tang Clan.
Darker Colors.
Second album.
Yep.
The Ill Demonic Click.
Yep. Time to set it straight. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Oops. I remember that jam, son.
It's a good jam. But you're like, what happened?
But after that song, that album sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no other...
No one cares about the Ill Demonic Click, bro.
So UMC's Unleashed, second album. They became the Ill Demonic Click, representing Shaolin.
Yep.
And they try to go in on the wordplay.
Yeah.
And they try to go in on being harder.
Yeah.
They really tried to go
for the demonic click,
and we're coming for your brain.
They saw that's where the industry was going.
Yeah.
And they tried, and
it doesn't work. They tried hard.
Yeah, they tried hard, and it didn't work.
And I love Hashi and Kool Kim.
They're fine.
Which is, I think, Hash G ended up producing a couple mainstream bangers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget. I'll go look up it.
Okay.
But that's one of my...
That album sucked.
And the first album was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And totally different sounding.
Totally. Two different sounds.
So if you're interested in the UFCs, you listen to the first album.
Then go listen to the second
album. And then you'll be like, eh?
First album, they're like, the fruits of the trees and the children breathe. Right. And every time and that we step into the microphone. And
second next album, uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Here's my machete. Here straight to your brain and the blood drips. Fuck them down. Click.
Exactly. What did they do?
And you're like, what? Yeah. What? I remember when the video first came on UMT Raps, you're like, oh, UMC's new album.
Yep.
Wait, what the hell's going on? They're like in a Jeep. With like looking Timbos, in the mirror,
man.
Like one like that.
They got the vests on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever.
Anyway, that's my second one.
Yeah, right? That's good. All right, well, we're going to keep it New York.
Wow, New York had a lot of disappointment.
a lot of crap came out of New York. But one that was very anticipated, had a lot of heavy hitters, Nas, Easy, Foxy Brown, hey. Core Mega.
Oh, Core Mega.
And they all came together to drop some garbage called The Firm.
There we go, bro.
The first album of The Firm, bruh. Waste time.
That was like what? One?
Tone Tap was the only good song. Tone Tap? Produced by Dr. Dre.
There you go.
So if you put a generator like how we did last week of random topics, if we put the hip-hop random song album generator,
right.
Throw in Nas, throw in AZ, Foxy Brown, Cormega, throw in Dr. Dre... That spells hit, right?
Should spell a lot of hits.
Should spell something.
Right.
Well, it's spelled garbage is what it spelled. It was a horrible album. I was like, oh my God, bruh. Firm Biz, remember that one?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cheesy.
Cheesy.
And then Phone Tap came out. Okay, their best song on the album had to have been a song where their voices all sound distorted.
Yeah.
That shows you how bad this album is when the best song is them talking on a bad cell phone. On a bad cell phone. That's their hit. That sums it up to me. I implore anyone, listen to The Firm album. They all sounded horrible. Horrible. Yo, this Sasco, what's the
That's Dre right there.
The beat is fire.
The beat is fire.
And that's it?
How did they say Nature was on this track, not Cormega?
Nature, yes, wait a minute. I
remember there was like,
I apologize. Okay, Nature is on there. Cormega comes on for some tracks, but Nature is the fourth member.
Right. And where's Nature from exactly? I'm not up on my Nature.
I'm not really a Nature enthusiast.
Naughty, my Nature?
But he could be with Vinny and Trench.
He's like the hype man for Vinny. Vinny's hype man. Vinny has Nature. A hype man.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know much about Nature. I gotta keep it real. Even you don't know?
It's like they plugged them in. It's like, okay, we got Nas, we got AZ, we got Foxy Brown, we need another guy, Nature. Hey, you, come.
Hey, bro, you come here.
What's you like? Come over here. Just come over here. Just stand by us for a little bit.
Because wasn't there like drama where Cormega was supposed to be the official?
Yeah, that's right.
But then I forget what the fallout between Cormega and Nas, right?
Yes.
Because Cormega always had a beef with Nas, kind of.
Yeah, Cormega was down with him from Illmatic.
Right.
But then after that,
because supposedly Cormega called Nas like a fake street guy.
Probably soft.
Because Cormega was like, yeah, I'm in the streets hustling. Yeah. Nas was the dude in the apartment watching us hustle.
Right.
So, I mean, I remember seeing like beefy.
Fake gangsters.
Fake gangster, bro.
That's right, man.
So, anyway, that's a good one, man. Good one, The Firm. Okay. This one is like, where's my list? Kind of a weird one. I guess you could say it's one of my favorite groups ever. When they were together and when they're apart.
Okay.
So, album they made together, Brand New Being.
Wow, okay.
First album, great.
Yes, All for One.
All for One. Second album, when they separated.
They separated.
Great.
Two different styles.
Tuba, What Goes Around, great. Right.
Different style, and then.
Then, they made an album, Everything is Everything. I don't know if they tried to go roots on it. They started having a live band.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't even mix the damn song. Like, I tried, because I love that you. I love Brand Nubian.
The review for Brand Nubian, Everything is Everything. I can't even mix the damn songs.
Right? Like, you play it, you're like,
Okay. You bring up a good one, okay?
We got it going on.
Because In God We Trust was Brand Nubian, Lord Sadat, Lord Jamal, Sadat X, Lord Jamal.
Yeah.
They came out with that militant,
great
crazy,
New York
album.
Grind.
So then, in 94 came, and it got
a lot of competition with a lot of good albums.
Yeah.
Red Nubian came out, Everything is Everything. Word is Bond was the first single, which was okay.
But it wasn't, you're like, how do you come from?
Right, and they're all happy. That's the thing. They're all happy. Like,
why are you happy?
Red Nubian to come with the Sure Shot. He's like, that show. I'm like, all right.
Why are you happy?
Right.
Yeah.
And it kind of went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Holding on.
Oh,
I keep holding on. Horrible song.
That's what I mean. And you made a video for it.
Yeah. Horrible.
But then the crazy part is, so Puba did What Goes Around. Then he releases 2000, and that was good.
That was a good album.
That's a great album. So
like it was on there.
Puba was like, hey, guys, you know, I'm going to get more heel figure.
Yeah, what you guys do? What the dealy?
Yeah.
Yep. That album was bad.
Yeah. And so anyway, back on Brand Nubian, Everything is Everything was terrible.
Yeah.
And then they came back together to make Foundation, and it wasn't even that good.
That was horrible.
It's like, it showed their age. It's like, you're like, damn, dude. Like, is this like a contract thing, or?
Brand Nubian went downhill mid-90s real quick.
And then Sadat X made Wild Cowboys.
Oh.
I don't know what the hell he was thinking of that album.
Why are you going to make an album in 1996, no less? The Wild Cowboys, Wild Style Boy. With the lump lump.
With the lump lump.
Yo, I'm going to sample Groove Theory. Make that song. I've been doing my own. That sounds horrible.
I like the instrumentals, though.
The beat is good.
Yeah.
But then you do, it's with the stages and lights and the lights.
Stages and lights and lights and cameras.
What are you doing, bro?
Dude, I love Sadat X. I love Lord Jamal. And I love Grand Puba.
I mean, they're good. It's good. They're great. Their stuff when they began was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
But clearly, it's old people.
But all together, they made, what, 4 really good albums?
Yeah.
Together and separate. So, which is a good career.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but to me, sorry, man. Everything is Everything.
That was bad.
Foundation, eh.
I wish I put that on, because I remember getting that album and listening to
it. You're hyped, right? You're like, yes.
It was bad.
You're like, ooh.
Snagglepuss. Remember him? He was on there. Who is this guy? Where he talks, he raps like, well, hello, I miss me. Exit stage left.
Snagglepuss had a couple cameos in the 90s, remember?
My name is Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
He was on the Menace to Society soundtrack.
Some dude decided to rap like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. And the industry was like, let's do it.
Let's sign him up. Dante Ross, what do you think? Yeah, he's all right.
And they diss Anacon.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they diss underground hip-hop.
Yeah.
And then they let Snagglepuss get on.
Yeah.
Right?
Who literally, anybody who's never listened to this.
Yeah, Snagglepuss.
Okay, you remember that guy that got Hanna-Barbera? He was like stage left. He sounded just like that guy. Okay? It's horrible. Horrible.
So that's like my 4, 5, 6.
That's it right there. Conclude the list right there.
The list is done.
Oh,
Brand Nubian got us all in a flux.
Wow.
Who thought Brand Nubian would make us mad?
Yeah,
right?
Who the thought?
Yeah, punks jump up to get
because we love that album. Bruh. We love those albums.
Freak Flag, first second album. Bruh.
Wow, that's a good one. I mean, okay. Well, I guess
what you got, bro? You might as well top it off here. What's the word?
I'll top it off. Okay, this was a recent one that everybody was just jumping on the bandwagon, saying that these two guys come together. That's it. The rap game over. That's
over.
It. Shut it down.
Future Russell.
Let's go home.
Collab.
Future featuring Sierra.
Oh.
It's going to be
Goodies Part 2.
Goodies for the win. The album known as Watch the Throne, Kanye, Jay-Z. If we put this together, well, it's a no-brainer, bro.
Yeah.
This is it. You can't get any better than this.
It sucked.
It's just like the Firm album. You put all these prominent names, and it didn't hit the way it should have hit. They had a good song in Otis.
That song, I thought that song was terrible, dude.
It was their best song on the album.
I could produce that while taking a dump and puking out.
It was a simple track.
And puking out Soons and Cinnabon and Pepsi.
Wow.
I can make that
Gina's
beat.
And
Gina's and Cinnabon and Pepsi.
Gina's and Cinnabon.
That beat was terrible. I heard that. I'm like, you serious? Wait, you serious? I might have made this beat when I first started getting the
True, it was a simple beat.
Gemini sampler.
Right. Right. It was a simple beat.
Like.
And then, we go to the Paris song.
Oh.
The one that with the
Ninjas
Will Ferrell.
Was it Ninjas in Paris?
Ninjas in Paris.
Right.
What's your thoughts on that? That was, I didn't care for.
I don't know. I don't care about Kanye or Jay-Z.
I mean, we gotta talk like more currently here for the people.
Well, Kanye's first like 2-ish albums.
Kanye was hot for a minute.
Yeah, Jay-Z's couple first albums.
I mean, the Black Album.
that was his peak.
Right, right. You know?
But to put these two guys, it's like if you put, okay, it's like, let's compare this to the Rakim albums.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Rakim
yeah.
had a good first album where he got, basically, he just called up all the guys that wanted to work with him and make beats for me. Premier, Pete Rock, hurry up.
Yeah.
Then the second album, he was like, I don't need you guys.
Yeah.
Premier, make one song, that's enough. Let's make an album, I can do it on my own. And it didn't work out.
Who produced that second album?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Ah, there you go.
He did one song with Premier, When I Be On The Mic.
Oh.
That second album.
Oh, okay. That's, only that? That's the only one I remember.
And that's the only one I remember. Because it was garbage. And that's what these guys are doing. They think that they can just rest on their laurels. That famous line that I don't understand what that means.
Rest on your hemorrhoids?
Rest on your hemorrhoids.
Yeah, like a, what, laurel's a hemorrhoid? I don't know.
Messed on your bunghole.
Laurel? Maybe laurel's a person.
Laurel and Hardy.
Laurel, yes. Hey, rest on it.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, yeah, I figured out that's that album is. To me, I guarantee people are going to get mad.
Well, you know,
oh my God, I don't believe you just dissed Jay-Z and Kanye. The album was the greatest.
Nah, if you ask a Jay-Z, they're not going to say it was the greatest. No way. They're not going to say it's the top five. Top five Jay-Z albums? No way. No way. Because you just, it goes with the, it's a lazy type of collaboration.
It is, bruh.
You're like, okay, I'm great, you're great, yeah, we just make it up. We put our names on it,
yeah.
People gonna buy them.
Get oldest ratings, loop them a couple times.
People gonna buy them.
Platinum.
Exactly.
Boom, make one, get one BMW, no doors, bunch of Howley Coke models.
Right.
Run around laughing.
Run around, all laughing, laughing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Kanye did produce good Jay-Z tracks back in the day.
Yeah.
When they weren't using their name value.
Right.
Now, because they have their name value, they decide we can just go and half-ass this album.
Right.
It was like the Jay-Z R. Kelly album.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
They had several. And the first Jay-Z R. Kelly album was eh. And then they made a second one. And that was eh. You would think, wow, best of both worlds, bruh.
Nah.
No. It doesn't work that way.
Rest in peace, Aaliyah.
You know? That's why Ice Cube never came out with with Dr. Dre and they made that album. Because they saw it coming.
They're like, do we suck?
They can't. Together. They can't do it. That's why Helter Skelter never came out, bro.
Huh.
They saw it coming. That's why I went solo.
Ah, there you go, man.
But that's because they're thinking that they have a higher name recognition. Dr. Dre, high name recognition. Why did Helter Skelter never be released? Maybe that guy on the phone knows. Maybe Judd Aliha knows.
See, look, marketing solution.
See,
it's the marketing company. Call answer him. Hey, how come Dr. Dre?
Should I ask him? How come Dr. Dre never released Helter Skelter, bruh?
How come Dr. Dre never released Helter Skelter? Someone gotta tell me that. I have no idea why. When Dr. Dre and Ice Cube were supposed to come together, release the album, I was wondering, where is NWA? What is this world coming to? Every time someone calls me up, I wanna know if Dr. Dre, why you hang up on me?
Oh, okay. There you go, bruh. Live.
Bruh, I'm tired of this already.
Tired as people call me. That's it.
I just got that marketing. That person was like, what? This went on.
Who this guy?
They actually stayed on the phone though.
He did.
Yeah.
Or she.
Well, I answered and I went straight to that, and then you hear it, and then I heard click click like maybe after that, all that rant.
Oh.
So they actually listened to me.
Good. About time the nation finally listens to Hawaiian.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, and on a side note, if you guys follow me on Instagram and all that good stuff, I have been playing Ghostface Killah clips to all these marketing guys.
Oh.
So I got the numbers on my phone,
yeah.
And I see when I see it, I have my MP3 player connected in my car.
Yeah.
I go to the Ghostface Killah, like you know when he talks, yeah, God, you know God, and I basically blast it on 50. I answer the call and I put my phone right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been doing that for like a couple weeks now.
Wow.
So they keep calling me back, but all they keep hearing is Ghostface Killah.
You're entertaining them, aren't you? All right.
Well, I'm just irritated already. Right. I'm just like, you know what? You guys want to call me up? Guess what? This is what you're getting.
Right.
Ghostface Killah.
All day. Fish scale. All day.
Theodore Unit, bro.
There you go, bro. Cherche La Ghost, bro. Cherche Shante.
And that is our Mount Rushmore.
That's it, everyone.
Disappointing albums.
Disappointing albums. Crap.
Yeah. And yeah, telemarketers calling in.
Yep, crap.
Thank you to our guest.
Thank you to Miss Taryn Olson.
Yes. The Mezcal rep, you see her out about in town?
Mezcal, El Silencio.
El Silencio.
There you go. SCTV, 3D.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go, 3D. Put the glasses on. Mm-hmm. VR.
Yeah, VR.
Yeah. So shout out to her. She'll be around town doing this. Oh, are you doing it on the air?
I want you to smell it.
Oh, smell it. Smell
it.
Okay, here we go.
Here you go. Smelling it.
Oh, man.
What do you think of that, bro? It
smells like my 23rd birthday.
There you go.
Woo!
Oh. Hey.
Late sleeper, late sleeper. Sleep time's over. Calvin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris.
Ad-Rock still alive.
Ad-Rock is still alive.
Season 4, episode 7.
7. Ad-Rock is still alive.
Still alive, bro.
Sleep time's over. Follow us on everything. Sleep time's over at IG. Sleep time's over on Podomatic, on Stitcher Radio, on iTunes. Comment,
YouTube.
Like, YouTube, Facebook, where you can rant your ass off.
Yes.
Only on Facebook, please.
Only
Facebook,
on Facebook.
Rant all you want.
Ranting.
The other stuff, please just chill. Say you like it and comment.
Please comment. Right? Share the episode with some friends.
Definitely.
Share it with an enemy.
Everybody. Yeah.
You know?
Share and
comment.
And if you have any idea of one of the disappointing albums, let us know.
Please.
Sleeptimesover@gmail.com Sleep Time's Over. Captain Callis, DJ Zach Morris. Woo!
Out.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's Over. No sleeping tonight.